morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
Enjoy the show.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday. Tuesday, lose day here in Albuquerque. But today is going to be a Tuesday because we're going to choose it a good day.
I like that.
Gosh, I wish that I was better. Yeah, no. I wish I was better at things.
No, that's good,
it's
man.
March 10th, 2015, and it is time for some breaking news.
Yes.
Now, on the forefront of all things, just when you thought it was Apple, it wasn't. Apple's number two.
Apple's number two today, guys.
Compared to this, yesterday, Sony Pictures decided they were going to announce another new Ghostbusters movie.
Not to be confused with the one they literally just announced with an all-female cast.
Right. Paul Feig, the guy that did Bridesmaids and a few other movies, he's taking up a female reboot of Ghostbusters. They're going to star Kristen Wiig, Melissa McCarthy, a few other people. So people heard that back a month or so ago, and they were upset. And now, word comes out of Sony that the Russo brothers, who actually I love so much, because they did Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
They're rumored to be doing the Avengers Infinity War movies.
Oh, man.
But now that's kind of in question because of this. They are doing a male-centered Ghostbusters reboot.
Are they going to connect in any way, shape, or form with the others?
This coming from Deadline, it says the studio is simultaneously forming Ghost Corps, a new production company whose principals include original Ghostbusters Ivan Reitman and Dan Aykroyd. So those people are behind all this.
Okay.
Channing Tatum supposedly will star in this thing. Doug's excited.
Dude, that made me... I'm not going to lie, bro. That I was like, no! Wait, Channing Tatum?
Wait, what?
No, that's
well, the guy that's writing it is Drew Pearce, the guy that wrote Iron Man 3.
Oh, man.
So the writer of Iron Man 3 is teaming up with the directors of Captain America the Winter Soldier in a Channing Tatum-starred Ghostbusters.
Totally going to watch that one.
I'll watch
totally
it.
Totally going
to
watch that one.
I don't care.
One.
At this point, I don't have any dignity. I'm totally down to watch this thing.
Man.
But I know people are a little upset.
Dude, speaking of random big, like, muscly dudes you think couldn't pull off comedy.
Yes.
Like Channing Tatum, who's hilarious.
Yes.
Chris Hemsworth this last weekend rocked it on SNL.
SNL?
Absolutely hilarious.
Wow.
That guy has comedic timing.
That's what I'm talking about.
He is awesome.
Timing is so important.
Yeah.
I've got it. No, I don't. That was a bad example. Anyway, look for another new Ghostbusters movie soon.
At the same time as the other new Ghostbusters movie.
Gosh, good grief.
Yeah.
Moving on.
All right, there we go.
To what was probably the number one news item to many, many people yesterday, Apple. They announced the iWatch, and now it's all over everything. Or the Apple Watch, I guess. It's not the iWatch, it's the Apple Watch.
Yeah, I saw it.
It's Apple's first major consumer device in years, and it's finally here. I think it comes out in April. Yeah, it'll be available in the U.S. on April 10th. Tim Cook, Apple CEO, is quoted as saying, "I've been wanting to do this since I was 5 years old, and the day is finally here."
I don't know, man. I thought the idea of rocking a Dick Tracy watch where you can talk to people is cool, and then I realized I hate speakerphone. And that's all it is.
There is nothing
always
better.
Always on speakerphone.
No, no, no. There's nothing better than using your speakerphone in the airport. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's
walking
the
around
worst.
Going. Walking around going. What? What?
Well, I'm in the airport.
Oh, I gotta get to my gate.
Yeah.
I've got to get to my gate. What?
It's the worst.
It is
the worst. No,
anyway,
not a fan. Not a fan.
You can pre-order these things starting April 10th. I apologize. You can actually get the watch on April 24th. As expected, the cheapest model, the Apple Watch Sport.
Man.
$350.
Still too much. It's a watch.
Yep. The 42-millimeter version is $400. The stainless steel model, $550. And I guess the bigger size of the stainless steel model is $600. And then you go up to beyond $1,000. And then they have a high-end version called the Apple Watch Edition. And it's made from 18-karat solid gold. Solid gold hubcaps.
That's got to be cheap, huh?
Yeah, $10,000. So if you're super rich or highly affluent, then we have the watch for you.
Gosh.
It's the Apple Watch Edition.
$10,000.
Only going to be available in certain Apple stores.
Well, yeah.
And he says the Apple Watch Edition is the most beautiful expression of the Apple Watch.
Of course it is. 10 grand, dude.
If you've got 10K to throw away, you know, we can get an Apple Watch to
it's
you.
It's
going to
be
today.
Like every rap video.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, yeah. Well, Apple Watch.
What I thought about is all those super. Doug, you know how there's those kids on Instagram or Twitter or something, and it's those super rich kids from like Europe or the Middle East or something, and they have their little group.
Yeah.
Those are the people that are going to be buying this stupid watch.
Yeah.
$10,000 for a watch.
Good job, Apple.
Shoot me in the face.
They're going to sell it.
That's crazy. Yeah, they'll sell all of them. But it's a super limited run.
Yeah.
It's only going to be available in certain stores.
Yeah.
It's yet to be seen if whether or not this watch will actually revolutionize anything.
Yeah, no, or if it's going to be the mark of the beast.
We'll see. We'll see. Moving on, we want to bring you the heroic update of a heroic tale.
Man.
Yesterday, we talked about the little 18-month-year-old baby that they found alive in a car that was half sunk in a river. And it had been there for hours, half of a day.
14 hours? Yeah.
Anyway, her little name was Lily. She wasn't moving when rescuers found her, hanging upside down in her mother's smashed car, which had flipped over into a frigid Utah river half a day before. CNN reports, Officer Jared Warner dashed with the 18-month-year-old in his arms to an ambulance because she was barely alive. But now, she's doing better.
Good!
The family said on Monday that her improvement is astounding. Right now, she's watching Dora the Explorer. Swiper, no swiping.
No swiping.
Singing The Wheels on the Bus with Grandpa.
Good.
And she's smiling and laughing for family members. They're blown away by her progress and so grateful to her rescuers. Yeah. Sadly, her mom, Lynn Jennifer Grosbeck, died in the crash that landed the car on its roof in the Spanish Fork River. She was 25 years old. But Lily, the little 18-month-year-old baby, is doing better.
That's amazing.
It's an amazing story. You guys have to look that up.
14 hours upside down in a car.
Yeah, and a guy was on some random fishing trip.
Yeah.
And saw the car and then helped get the girl out. He called the rescuers. And
yeah.
Nuts. Miracle. Incredible. Miracle. And speaking of modern day miracles.
Oh, man.
We talk a lot about feminism here at this show. We don't really ever talk about it. Yeah, dude, I'm a feminist. I've told you this 1,000 times. Respect me. Anyway, some little gals are taking it next level style.
Yeah, they are. No longer will we be hit up outside of Walgreens.
Nope. We're talking about massive improvements. We're talking about industrial revolutionizing the Girl Scout cookie movement. According to news station WMUR in Salem, New Hampshire, a Girl Scout troop held a special fundraiser Sunday to help reach its cookie-selling goal for the year. What they did, they just employed a drive-thru.
Wow.
That's right. And customers drove away satisfied with their Thin Mints and their whatever the peanut butter cookies are.
Man.
Anyway, people looking to get a sweet fix could drive up, select their favorite cookie flavor, and drive away.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that is.
They set up an actual drive-thru because, you know, at this point, they got the goods. People want them.
They want them.
They don't have to stand outside of your Walgreens anymore. Yep. They got their own drive-thru, at least in Salem.
Girl Scout leaders say that the cookie program not only provides customers with delicious cookies, it also teaches girls about money management, business ethics, and people skills.
Boom.
Which are very important. Troop 12115 in Salem has the goal of selling 5,000 boxes of cookies so far. These drive-through employing gals have sold 1,200.
That's amazing.
Well on their way to their goal.
Wow.
And speaking of women doing great.
Yeah.
This is mean.
That
was a sarcastic way to put it.
Yeah.
Because a New Jersey woman claims her OkCupid match robbed her of her car during their first date. It's one way to take a first date. Not necessarily the method I would employ, but I mean, maybe she had a really nice car. You got to get out of this thing with something, right?
Yeah.
Just take her car. February 26th date went awry after the suspect allegedly got a hold of the keys to the red 2007 Toyota Solara and took off. The car remains missing, and so does her heart?
Oh.
Maybe.
Talk about a crappy first date. That, like, wins as far as terrible first date stories.
And
you always have that.
We posted a video on of our Facebook of a dude that's doing it right. Because we had this terrible story about this girl getting her car stolen on the first date.
She'll always have that first date story, but this guy will always one-up everyone at every party for his proposal story.
He will. He's a guy named Dean Smith. He created a proposal video in which he popped the question to his girlfriend every day for an entire year, and she didn't know about it.
Dude, it's unreal. If you want a good cry to start your day...
which sounds awesome.
Yeah, man.
Nope.
Starting your day with a happy cry of joy because there's still good people in the world.
Are there? Yes,
dude,
there are.
Dedication. Dedication. This guy gets it.
Yes, he does. We posted the video to our Facebook, so if you're looking for a good example of how to treat a lady,
yeah, man,
then head over to facebook.com/mystaticradio.
That's right.
It's our video of the day.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's your breaking news for today.
Coming up, we got birthdays. You want to get a birthday shout-out in studio at mystaticradio.com. Right now, a culture shock coming from our boys, Kings of Leon. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Hello, everyone. Let's take a look at traffic. I'm going to refresh it just in case.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just in case. The only thing showing up on the map right now, long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. That's it, because we got to get to our birthdays with Doug.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Good morning, Dougie.
Good morning, guys. I believe we got some birthday shout-outs today.
Dude. Yeah,
we got a couple of good ones.
Ginormous birthday shout-out to Creepy Caleb.
What?
I've known this kid for years.
He's not a kid no more.
He's not a kid no more.
He's not a kid no more.
He left the teens behind. He is 20 years old today.
Wow, wow.
And I am really old now.
That's okay.
That's how I'm feeling.
Also, we got a special shout-out going to Isaac from your wife, Amanda, and Sienna, your daughter. In Brooklyn, New York.
Shout out, Brooklyn!
Yeah, what's up?
What?
She
That's
says,
cool.
She says, happy birthday, Isaac. Instead of thinking that you're one more year older, try thinking that you're one more year the wiser.
Ah!
Yeah, right. I've never met Isaac, but I can only assume that's not going to work. Just kidding.
Amazing.
That's cool.
So shout out, Brooklyn.
Shout out,
Isaac.
Happy birthday,
shout
Isaac.
Shout out, Creepy Caleb. Amazing. Happy birthday, guys.
That's cool.
Today, Tuesday, March 10th, 2015, day 69. There are 296 days remaining. First up this morning, singer-songwriter.
Wait. I know this is...
Is it Pharrell?
Not Pharrell.
No, it's Alan Thicke's kid.
Robin Thicke.
Yes. Robin Thicke.
Dang it. I'm going to have this in my head all day.
Robin Thicke is... What do you think? 36?
34.
38 years old today.
Wow. All right.
Oh, Michael C. Hall.
Nope.
Whoa.
Who played Rita?
Julie Benz.
Nope. Mad Men.
Oh, this is Matt. Why do I always get them mixed up?
I have
up?
No idea. John Hamm.
John Hamm.
Gosh. Dexter and Mad Men have similar themes in my head, but
Sherlock
I don't
and Dexter have like the same theme.
Yeah.
In my head.
That's dumb. I bet they don't sound anything alike. I'm just getting mixed up. John Hamm. John Hamm is 45.
46.
He is 44 years old today.
I went the wrong way. Went the wrong way, guys.
Next up, an American singer, songwriter, and actress. She rose to fame as winner of the fourth season of American Idol.
Carrie Underwood.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Because it was Kelly Clarkson, Ruben, Fantasia, Carrie Underwood.
Wow.
And then that's when I quit.
Nicely done.
I only watched the first season.
I never watched the first season.
I watched the first season, and then I made a prediction, and it came true in the second season, and I quit watching it. But I remember when Carrie Underwood won.
34.
She is 32.
32 is correct.
Yes!
I got her birthday right.
And the final birthday for this morning. He is an American martial artist, actor,
Chuck
film
Norris.
Producer. Yes.
This is Walker, Texas Ranger.
Wow. You got that so fast.
Almost as fast as he can punch. Or kick. or block.
Incredible. That was, dude, that was impressive.
He's got crazy ass whoosh.
I'm not even mad. I'm impressed. 62.
That's how a Ranger's gotta be.
Mm.
Spoken word. He's 58.
75 years old today.
Wow. Whoa. Dude, that guy's old.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Chuck Norris is really old, everyone. Yeah.
On to dates, on this day and what year, the USS Alliance under Captain Barry fights and wins the last naval battle of the U.S. Revolutionary War off Cape Canaveral.
Okay, okay. 1783.
Oh.
On this day in what year, the U.S. issues first paper money, $5, $10, $20, $50, $100,
$500, and $1,000
bills.
Dude,
$1,000
bills?
I want a $500 bill.
What would paper you money. Do with those?
Cash them in.
Yes. Wait, it is cash.
They would be worth more, though. They would be worth a lot more.
Eighteen oh five. 1843. 1862. Oh, right before the Civil War.
On this day in what year the first television call was made? Alexander Graham Bell to Thomas Watson.
Money is the root of all evil.
It's the love of money.
1890. 1904. 1876.
Ah.
And the final one for today, on this day in what year, FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover declines the post of Major League Baseball Commissioner.
Wow. I do not remember when he was around. Did you ever see Edgar? Edgar or whatever? Never saw it. Yeah.
1956.
1961.
1951.
Ah!
Your number one song for today, everybody, get ready.
No.
One of the greatest songs ever.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. To make us feel more older than we already feel. I feel like this is at least 20 years old.
1997.
Is this getting jiggy with it?
Yep.
Let's go. Dance floor, no. I know, you know. Super white, guys. Gotta get jiggy with it. And that's it. No, honey, honey, come ride.
I'm going to say 95.
All up in your eye.
1998.
Oh, come on.
Today is International Day of Awesomeness. It's Mario Day. It's Organize Your Home Office Day. Pack Your Lunch Day. Salvation Army Day. And U.S. Paper Money Day.
U.S. Paper Money Day. We had a really nasty trivia this morning.
We did?
Was it 97% of all money?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Traces of cocaine.
97% of all currency, like paper money,
so
has trace amounts of cocaine.
If you're addicted to cocaine, all you gotta do is get a ton of money.
What? That doesn't make
Wait a
any
second.
Sense. In, no.
I feel like...
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
We Watch gotta take a step, you might break. Fall trying to do what I did. Mama's mama's
Wow.
You know
wow. I not like you do. Quick break coming back. It is New Music Tuesday right around the corner.
Yes.
That's right. We got a lot of brand new music to play this morning, so including some Kevin Max, who will be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. Stay close. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now, static. Yes, yes, sure. You don't stop in the winter order. Summertime. I mix it high. Getting jiggy with them.
It's a time. Time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
It is time.
Gloria Swan.
Welcome to New Music Tuesday on Static Radio. Steve-O and Mateo hanging out with you.
Good morning.
We've got a lot of brand new music for you to peruse. It's like window shopping for free. You get all the new music. You decide what you love, what you don't love, and we listen. Honestly, we get a lot of new music week in and week out, and it's hard by the end of it to decipher the good from the bad because it kind of all blends together.
Yeah, it does.
So we need your help. That's where you vote. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about all the new artists. Hey, maybe you're a local artist and you'd like to get your music played on Static Radio. It's simple. MyStaticRadio.com. Under the Locals Rules section, you can submit an MP3, a band bio, and we will play your song just like this local artist.
Where is it?
They're called Cast Out of Eden.
I know. I think Mitch moved it.
What? Oh, the actual... I'm like, I got it right here.
Yeah, it's got a description, and now I can't find it because it has been moved.
It's been disappeared.
Awesome.
There you go.
That's good news. No, there it is. Boom. Okay, so this band's called Cast Out of Eden. The song is Save Me. They say, we are a Christian rock band that plays music to bring the word to the lost and hopefully to let people know there's a way out of their life of sin. And if you look at our website, there's a link to our press kit.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Cast Out of Eden. The song is called Save Me. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about it. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Or.
What happened?
Or.
Refresh the list.
Gosh. So good, guys.
It's okay.
These things don't like me.
There it goes. Make it happen.
Yeah. I would also like to thank 2015 and Apple for creating watches that can make phone calls, but not computer systems that can play MP3s.
True. User error.
Steam on some morning party.
Now.
This is Static. ...505-338-3700, the phone number. Or, of course, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to critique the local artist. They're called Cast Out of Eden.
I think they're from Missouri.
The song is called Save Me.
Yeah.
It's really cool getting the local submissions from all over. Shout out to Brooklyn, New York this morning. And
yeah.
And now Cast Out of Eden. Hailing from Missouri.
Yeah, Monet, Missouri. Or Monet. I don't know how they'll pronounce it in that state. You never can tell.
Yeah, tell us what you think. Static.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's
up? Buddy. Hey, I've been starting work a little later now since it's still dark.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing I heard when I got in, and yeah, I'll just leave it at that, bro.
You feel really good?
I'm sorry.
Hey,
man, I'm sorry. I don't want to ruin your Tuesday.
I miss the morning. I'm missing the news. I got to get up earlier and just come sit out in my truck or put it on the computer, but that's kind of freaky.
You got to do something.
I feel you, bro.
I've already done that twice, and that's weird.
You can watch us on the webcam. That's why it's there. Guys, we have one comment on this song on Facebook, and it says, Barry Forever.
Yeah.
And that's only thing that anyone has said.
Amazing.
Thanks, all right, man. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Shout out to Las Cruces.
Woo! Okay, let's
It just reminds me of Evanescence.
Yeah.
Old, I don't even want to do that to...
Old.
I was going to say old Flyleaf, but I don't even want to do that because Lacey actually, I don't know.
I think
they're heavily influenced by that.
I need some melody improvement.
I would say heavily influenced by Firefly, but I love Dawn and don't want her to punch me in the teeth.
Yeah, she can punch, man.
Yeah, she can.
She can punch.
But yeah, you can still hear it.
Yeah, you totally do.
The influence is there. Older Firefly.
Oh, like first album.
Everybody else progressed and moved on.
Well, this is a new band.
Yeah, I know, but you're not doing a new thing.
That's true.
You know?
But they're starting where all the other bands started.
Started at the bottom.
Now they're here.
Yes.
This band, though, has been cast out of Eden, and they need someone to save them.
There you go. Cast out of Eden, save me, dig it, bury it, Facebook.com. Moving on. Next artist, they're called The Never Claim.
Mm-hmm. This came to us from Nashville, from our boy Chris Hauser, I believe.
All right.
And he's a friend of mine. This is completely opposite of what we just listened to.
Tell us what you think about it. We get stuff submitted to us week in, week out from many different places. And this one, coming to us from Nashville, it's The Never Claim. Dig it, bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
I was born.
The Never Claim.
Is this ready?
The Joy.
Because I want you to know what you're hearing.
Okay.
And why you recognize it.
You go
it.
Ahead. Oh, man. Is that Alvin and the Chipmunks? Wow.
Here it comes.
The Never Claim, The Joy.
But here it comes, here it comes. This is why everybody recognizes it. Wait, we got second verse. It's at the end of the song when it happens.
This is destroying everything.
I know.
I haven't heard this theme song since I was like...
Are your memories being flooded?
Yes. Yes.
I want to hear the whole thing.
The Never Claim on New Music Tuesday.
Here it comes. The Never Claim, everybody.
Dig it up.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's right. Now, I could have just played that part.
You... Dang it.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah. The Never Claim.
If you are around 30 years old and you like that song, I just told you why you liked it.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700, the phone number. That one coming from Nashville. And it sounds exactly like it came from Nashville.
Booyah.
Yeah. Phone lines are jammed.
Of
static.
Course they are.
Yeah, I was telling Doug, that sounds more like Casey's mom. I don't
Casey's
know if you guys remember.
Casey's mom! Yes, dude! Okay.
Right.
It sounds like a Wait, thousand
Stacey's
other songs.
Mom?
Stacey's mom.
Stacey's mom.
It's got but a berry, for sure.
Yeah. Thanks All for right. the call, man. Yeah, dude, it's that riff. Oh, man. Tell us what the people say on Facebook.
Rose says,
Yeah.
Caleb says, man, them Newsboys can't trick us. They just collaborated with Reliant K, pretending to be another band. Psh, Barrett. Matthew That's Lopez right. says, meh, not bad.
Okay.
Misty says, uppity movie song can dig. And Nate says, the pre-chorus harmonies remind me or make him think of Reliant K, but it loses him after that.
Okay. You guys were very kind. Good job.
Very kind.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you would like to chime in on all of the music we're playing for New Music Tuesday.
Oh.
We'll keep it going.
Yeah.
This next artist, we've played him before. On New Music Tuesday.
Yes.
They're called American Arson. We've actually, they've been in rotation. They
mm-hmm,
made it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They sent us a new single. This one's called Fingerprints. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. American Arson. Song's called Fingerprints. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. You know, sometimes we just can't get through the whole thing.
Yeah, we can't. You guys are having a fit right now. Misty says, no, I want to turn the radio off. She meant turn. Joe the Nanny says, please make it stop. And a cry face.
Oh, no.
Why are you crying?
Whoa. Poor boy from Cruz has called and said, it sounds like that guy is taking care of business.
That's right. Nicole said, please bury. Rose said weird, so weird. Oh
yeah.
Man, it's not. Here's the thing, the lyrics are actually really good.
His voice is great.
His
when
voice,
you put, like,
yeah, it blends yeah. better with electric guitars and rock. Because we play a few American Arson songs and nobody's ever complained,
right?
It's,
but this
I think
one, just,
the acoustic mix ugh. Just doesn't. It's too much.
Yeah, yeah. All right, moving right along. Sorry, American ooh, Arson boy. Doesn't sound like that one's going to make it.
I don't
the
think
cut.
So. I don't think so.
Keeping it going, these guys. Are some of the nicest dudes.
Yeah, this is your favorite band.
Whole world. They're really kind.
Mm-hmm.
Every time they come to town, they hang out. Anytime they do new music, they text us right away and say, guys, we put out a new song. We really think it's static worthy. And we say, okay, we'll see what the people think. So we're going to let you guys decide. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about brand new music from We Are Leo. Song is called Diamonds in the Dark. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. We are Leo. Diamonds in the Dark. Dig It or Bury It, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tell us what you think about all the new music.
What y'all know about them diamonds?
That literally released yesterday afternoon. We got that yesterday.
We did. It's new.
So, brand new music. Tell us what you think.
Rose says it's aight. Sean says, kind of like the off-brand potato chip or the major brand potato chip. It all tastes the same. Joel the Nanny says, crying has stopped. I like this, but I feel like there's nothing significantly special about it. What about the people that wrote it?
I'll dig it since they're nice guys. See, okay, Mom, listen. That's why people go on American Idol thinking they can sing. Because it's like, but baby, so sweet. I love you. Yeah, oh, of course, you're going to go so far.
Your voice is so good, y'all.
No, dude, no.
Lord told us to send him to American Idol, and we're just praying, and we're just trusting.
Better their feelings get hurt now than in front of a gajillion people on national television.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Kayla says, and I totally agree with her. I was going to bring this up. This is about the sixth new song relating to diamonds.
Yeah.
It must be a trend. It is. You got that Johnny Swim song. You got this song. You got the new Hawk Nelson album and single. There's so many different things.
Yeah.
That's just three. But there are so many different. I mean, you have that old Rihanna song. She
Johnny Swim wins, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That song's the
best. I'll take that one over this. No offense to these guys, but Johnny Swim every day.
All day, every day.
Erica says, sounds like the old man's Simple Plan. Not for her, but Barry.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It reminds me of Silver Line. Like old Silver Line.
Yes.
You
just
know?
Pop rock.
Just kind of, oh, there you go.
Pop rock. That's
I'm here.
What it is. Jacob
Nothing
Pearson
special.
Says, or Parson says, great production, dig.
All right.
And Nate says, way to preface it so we can't say anything bad. I won't change the channel, but it doesn't stand out to me. Solid production.
I was saying that to say they're really kind dudes. So it's always really hard to critique them because they're like, guys, we just put our heart into this and we just love the Lord.
I'll tell you this,
though. We just want to give him our song.
One of the first tip-offs to if you tour with a band. And or if you're going to tour with a band, and so you ask some friends that have toured with them, and you say, well, how are they live? And the other band says, they're really nice guys. That's a big tip off. It's like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
That makes me wonder how many people said that about Waverly. The cool thing about House of Heroes was everybody was like, they're incredible.
They're incredible.
But
those guys are amazing.
That's
live.
Not good for you when you're walking into it thinking, oh, I'm going to be the ruiner of this stellar reputation.
Oh.
But then I had to live up to the challenge.
It's good.
I just
good,
retweeted
man.
This thing that says, you can't live to your full potential if you only make half a commitment.
Ah!
Yeah.
That's good.
Think about it.
I know.
Full and half aren't the same.
You're welcome. Facebook.com/mystaticradio if you'd like to chime in on all the new music. I am very excited to hear this next song.
And I'm excited about it, too. This is a culture shock. It's coming to us from Death Cab for Cutie.
Yes, dude.
Now, here's the thing with this song. It's about a guy that's trying to break out of an old habit or an old system.
Yeah.
And he can't. And he keeps going back to the same place, and he doesn't really know why.
And how many times do we as Christians find ourselves in that same place? Paul found himself there.
I do that
you know?
Every day.
I go back and read Romans 6 over, you know.
Over.
Death Cab
over.
For Cutie. The song is The Ghosts of Beverly Drive. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Death Cab for Cutie, The Ghosts of Beverly Drive.
Strong.
Dig it or bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Strong song.
Man,
strong.
We could have ended with that. Except there's so much great music.
So much good stuff.
We still have a stack of music.
I wanted to put a solid one in towards the beginning because a lot of times, I will ramp up to a solid. But, you know, then I remember later, it's like, what about all those people that have to tune out?
Yeah.
They don't get to hear the slamming ending.
Dude, hey, that's TSL, bruh.
Yeah, man. Time spent listening. Most of you guys, you only listen to the radio for maybe 15 minutes max.
Tops.
That's it.
We're just trying to make it all good.
That's right. Erica says, my foot is tapping and my head is bobbing. Dig. Joel the Nanny says, really like this dig.
Yeah.
Crystal says she doesn't really care for it.
Okay.
Matthew Lopez says, smiley face. Corey says, yes, now we're getting somewhere. Nate says, dig, mostly for the subject matter.
Mm.
Austin says, dig, this is great. Sean says, it's different and kind of odd with a beat that's a bit off-putting, but I like it. I like it a lot. Dig.
Nice. Tell us what you think. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
Rudy says, bury it 12 feet so it may not zombify and come back.
Oh, wow.
Not a fan.
I wouldn't. Okay.
It's okay.
All right.
All right. Next song comes from Jesse, and not the Rippers, but the Sprinkles. Maybe you've heard of, what's his name?
Jesse Sprinkle?
What's his brother's name?
Aaron Sprinkle.
Aaron Sprinkle is a big time producer.
Yeah.
For some reason, I was thinking it was Andrew, but it's definitely Aaron. Aaron Sprinkle is a big time producer, and his brother, Jesse, actually was the studio drummer at Aaron's old studio in Seattle.
He did a lot of great stuff, man.
A lot of great stuff.
Yeah, Aaron Sprinkle. We're talking Fair. We're talking Amberlin.
He produced Acceptance record.
Copeland.
He produced most of Tooth & Nail's records that came out for a little bit there.
He's fantastic.
He lives in Nashville now.
And Jesse's a rad dude.
Yeah, Jesse's cool. And so he and his family, and their band is called Jesse and the Sprinkles.
Awesome.
They wrote an entire album, and this is what the description is. He says, it's hope and anger, joy and sorrow, love and restlessness, the human journey, all wrapped up in a pretty picture of our family trying to make it through the toughest winter we've ever known.
Mm.
We know that we're not unique to struggle, but we're working our hardest to make ends meet and use the resources and gifts we have. Their family is extremely grateful for any support. Again, this album, they've just put it out there. And this is the first song off of it. It's called Forever February.
Wow. Tell us what you think. Yeah. Dig it, bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is New Music Tuesday. Your chance to vote on all of the new music we're playing. So get there. Again, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's T-Moss Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Forever February.
Jesse and the Sprinkles. That's a family band.
Yeah.
It really is.
Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tell us what you think about it. Jesse Sprinkle, brother of Aaron Sprinkle.
Yeah.
That whole family is so talented.
Oh, what did people Stephanie say? Says, I must say, I was super psyched by the intro that you gave this song. I'm really excited to hear it, but I'm sorry to say I don't ever want to hear it again.
Oh.
Barry. Matthew says, no thanks. Caleb says, my dad would love this. I do too. Crystal says, forever my birthday month? Does that mean my birthday is forever?
Maybe.
Joel the Nanny says, not big on the vocals. I really don't like it. Brandy digs it. Wooly digs it. And we put up a link to where you can find more information about them.
Yeah, Jesse and the Sprinkles. Mm-hmm. Speaking of links and artists putting out new records, in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking about a brand new record that released today. By the one, the only, Kevin Max. We'll play a new track from him on the way. But, dude,
yep,
we're talking to Kevin Max today.
We get to interview a member of DC Talk.
Pretty excited. Keeping it going on New Music Tuesday. Of course, your opportunity to vote on all the new music.
I'm excited about
this.
Yeah? Yes.
Good.
This band is, we've played a couple of the tracks, but they're from their older EP, and this is the first new single from the band Verlaine.
All right.
This band has, the singer is from Forever Changed, yes. And, oh man, let me look this up. They're working with Steven from Amberlin's label.
Okay.
MP45? I think is the name of the record.
I like that.
Yeah, here we go. Oh, okay. These guys are based in Seattle. You got Dan Cole, Jonathan Young, Jonathan Wood, and Kevin Werner. They're all from different bands. And like I said, Dan Cole was a member of a band called Forever Changed, who I loved so much. Yeah. I loved that band. And then they broke up. And to hear his voice singing again is really, I get so stoked.
And as you mentioned, part of Stephen Christian's label.
Mm-hmm.
And that dude signs great bands.
He really does.
He finds great bands.
He does a good
job. So excited about that. I'm excited to hear this now.
Yes.
The band is Verlaine. Song is called St. Mark's. Dig it, bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's T-Moss Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Verlaine, St. Mark's. Dig it or bury it, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Mm. Yep. Cool sounds. So that band has Dan Cole from Forever Changed, okay. Jonathan Young from The Myriad,
yes.
Kevin Werner from 238, and Jonathan Wood from Dry Point.
Okay.
Awesome.
Some solid acts there.
Solid acts. I don't know who Dry Point was, but the other bands, I loved all of them.
Yeah.
Brian Klopez says, put this on repeat. Dang good. Kim says, dig, love this jam. That's my big brother on guitar. What? Erica says, hot diggity. Joe the Nanny says, I suppose it's okay.
Oh, Joelle is killing me today.
It's not Owl City.
She's
not going
to like
it. Go
back to sleep, the nanny.
Matthew Lopez says, Dylan says, heck yeah. Kelly says, dig. Gene says, music good, lyrics meh.
Okay.
All right.
Tell us what you think about all the new music we're playing. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is your chance to vote. Don't forget, we do this throughout the day. So if you miss any part of New Music Tuesday, you can catch the recap in the 12 o'clock hour with Mitch. And of course, 5 o'clock, Celeste counts down the top five as voted on by you. So get your votes in now. They definitely matter. Keeping it going.
Yes.
Next band.
Next band. Culture Shock coming to us from DJ Bossman Dan.
All right.
He loves this band. Well, they're called Night Riots, and this song especially. He emailed me yesterday, and he's like, I think this would be a solid Culture Shock.
Nice.
The song is called Contagious.
Tell us what you think. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static. DJ Bossman Dan, not just an obnoxious voice.
Who knew?
He actually picks good music.
He really does. Nate says, I hear this every time I turn on the Edge. Please, no. Sorry, buddy.
Sorry, Nate. Stop. Maybe I got an idea.
Huh?
Stop turning on the Edge.
Ah.
Problem solved.
Yeah, problem solved. Problem staying solved. That's it. Joel the Nanny says, you're killing me today, Steve-O. I can't go back to sleep even though that is what this song is making me want to do.
Wow.
Joel the Nanny.
How?
This is Matt talking. You need to get better taste in music. I'm sorry. I'm not saying I have the best. I'm just saying you need to improve.
We need to instruct you.
Erica
you.
Says, I like it. I've never heard it before, but I don't listen to The Edge. Bury the Edge station and dig this.
Yes. Thanks, Erica. That was a good comment.
Matthew Lopez says, I look at all the comments before I make a comment. I read no comments this time. Meh.
All right.
Dylan says, heck yes again. And Nate. He's sad because he hears.
He's sad. He's sad. Tell us what you think. Dig it. Bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Now, this next artist, actually, member of the band, hails from our great state of New Mexico. In
what?
Fact, grew up listening to this station.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Really cool. So I was excited when we were serviced this, and they contacted us and said, hey, man, I grew up listening to 88.3 FM. From Las Cruces, I believe. Mm-hmm. And started a band, lives in Tejas now.
Yep.
And in fact, he did work with Lucky Luke for this record. I think that's how I first heard Neon No was through our boy Lucky Luke. So former bass player from Seven Places and Cutlass. Now he is doing some music on his own and producing a lot of stuff for other artists. Like this band right here. They're called Neon Noah. The song is Daylight. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Neon Noah, song's called Daylight. Dig it or dig it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Dig it or dig it.
That was fantastic.
What will be your choice? Joel the Nanny says, my taste in music is just fine. Thank you very much. I suppose if you're offering free lessons, though, it wouldn't hurt. Gives me time to change y'all's minds on Owl City.
Nope.
Oh, and I guess this song is okay.
Mm.
There's hope for you yet, Joel the Nanny. You have good taste. I'm just playing. Dylan says, you guys are killing it this morning. Dig. Matthew says, JK, because he wrote Gross first. And then Austin says, sounds a little like Imagine Dragons. Dig. By the way, Las Cruces is 88.1.
All right.
Kayla Kellogg, 2.0. She says, it sounds like Static, and that makes me happy. Dig, and good morning.
Good morning, 2.0.
We miss you. Logan says, bury it or send it packing to Edge Radio with Night Riots.
Okay. Speaking of 2.0, I got to play sad music. Hold on.
Wait.
Sad eyes.
Why?
Well, here's the deal.
Let's hear. Oh.
Coming up the 27th. It's a couple Fridays from now, all you hip-hop heads.
Hip-hop heads?
Yes. She rocks a show every Friday night called Surge. That girl's graduating.
Oh, she's moving on.
I remember
on.
When she was like an intern and it was like a high school girl.
Yep.
And now she's like finishing college and I'm like, crap, I have done nothing with my life.
Yeah, man.
Our intern's graduating and moving on, which means...
goodbye to Surge.
She's wrapping up her game here. The 27th, it's a Friday night. It's going to be a very special show.
Yeah.
Her final show.
That'll be the most turned up edition of Life Turned
Up. I'm planning on being there.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Live, we're rocking it. We're throwing it down.
That's cool.
Collins. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to call Lecrae. I'm going to get Biggie Smalls and Tupac.
You're
going to
call Biggie Smalls. Yeah. Oh, that'll be and Tupac.
Yep.
Doug, did you know that Steve-O had...
All members of the Wu-Tang Clan are going
to
be
He has the ability to communicate with the dead.
It's going
to
be great.
That's pretty... I didn't realize that I was working with that kind of witch, but apparently I am.
Speaking of witches, seance. That's how we're going to do it.
Seance. And that's when I got terrified. Doug, pray for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Come on. Seance?
Come on, anyone? Eileen. I think that's great.
Doug, come on. Come on.
Seance is pretty good, Doug. You got to give him that.
Okay, good. All right.
Illuminati.
All right.
Ooh. You got to give him that.
So that's coming up Friday the 27th. It's going to be a huge show. You don't want to miss it.
Yes.
Our girl 2.0. She's amazing. Speaking of amazing, we got to keep it going.
And here's the deal. We are going to interview Mr. Max. Kevin Max, that is.
In the 8 o'clock hour.
In the 8 o'clock hour.
Pretty stoked.
Here's one thing. His song is third from last.
Yeah.
And so, I guess second from last. And so that means we have two strong songs after this.
Strong songs.
But we play a song called That Was Then, This Is Now.
Yeah.
We really dig that song.
Absolutely.
But it's not necessarily a single.
Mm.
And so Kevin Max said, hey, this is more of the single in preparation for the interview. Maybe you could throw this one out there, too.
Kevin Max, the one that contacted us through Facebook because he was like, hey, I heard Static Radio. You guys are amazing, and I want to hang out. So we're like, cool, Kevin Max.
Yes.
So he will be hanging out with us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Until then, premiering brand new song from him, which released today, actually, the whole record. You can find out more at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. The song is Light Me Up. Get there, dig it, bury it. Let us know what you think. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Light me up, you light me up, you light me up.
He's going to be lighting up our phone lines here soon.
He is.
Kevin Max, his brand new song, Light Me Up, the CD releases today, and we will have him on the phone in the 8 o'clock hour. Really looking forward to that. It is New Music Tuesday, your chance to vote on all the brand new songs. What do people have to say about the new Kevin Max?
Well, immediately Nate said yes, like before the song started, and then he wrote, can't hear my radio, but still yes.
Awesome.
Brandy says dig. Sean says I dig that bass, lyrics are meh. Willie says so much yes. Tabitha says, this is probably the best all morning.
Nice.
Dig. Casey digs it. Kevin says, not his favorite anthem-style chorus, but still a dig. Laura says, everything he touches is gold. Dig. And 2.0 said, also a happy song. Dig. Oh, and I love you guys. Why am I leaving? Okay, have a good day.
Hey, we love you.
We love you.
I feel like, you know, sometimes people got to grow up and blah, blah, blah. Don't leave! What's wrong with you?
Kayla says, I enjoy his voice so much. So that I wouldn't mind if he called me around 10 p.m. tonight and serenaded me to sleep.
Okay.
Mention that to him in the interview. I'm sure this comment is not unsettling at all. You know, the thing about K-Max is the last time we posted one of his songs, he was tracking.
Yeah.
He was totally tracking, and I'm sure that he's doing that today.
That's it. That's actually how we got this interview in the first place, was from a New Music Tuesday where we played a new song from him, and a friend of his who listens to Static said, hey, man, they're rocking your song over at this radio station in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He chimed in.
Yep.
And because of that, we got connected and been talking ever since. Really excited about that. Talking to K-Max.
I know. 12-year-old me, seriously.
Yeah.
Losing it.
Right?
Losing it. I'm not kidding.
I know.
Like, I grew up listening to Christian music, so DC Talk was a big band for me because if you were a Christian, that was one of your only options. Luckily for me, that they decided, they probably figured, they're like, well, we're probably the only option for a lot of youth group kids, so we better cover every genre. Mm. And that's exactly what
they did. That's what they did.
They covered every genre of music. K-Max is always my favorite voice. Always.
Mine too, as far as DC Talk goes. I didn't grow up DC Talk guy. I think there's three bands that when you were a kid, at least if you're our age, in the Christian industry that your parents pushed you to.
Yeah.
It was the Newsboys, it was DC Talk, and it was Jars of Clay.
Or Audio Adrenaline.
Or Audio Adrenaline, that's right. See, so four. So for me, it was Jars of Clay. That was the one that I got pushed to that
was the
loved.
One that I loved. Yeah. Audio
loved.
Adrenaline was the first band given to me. My dad gave me.
That's crazy.
And whenever we got signed to Flickr, I made sure to tell Mark and Will this a lot. I was like, man, I'll never forget when I was in fifth grade and my dad gave me the Don't Censor Me cassette tape, Mark. I'll never forget it.
You so old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Keeping it going. It is just about 8 o'clock, so we got to take a quick break. Coming back, it is New Music Tuesday, and we are premiering some new songs. How about on the way back, we premiere some new music from Civil Twilight and Mumford & Sons?
What?
I mean, you know, we can do that, right?
You want to go practice karate in the garage?
Taking a quick break, coming right back with those two, as promised, and Kevin Max. The 8 o'clock hour is not going to suck.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Good morning!
Good morning, everyone.
Welcome
Happy Tuesday.
To Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah!
It is New Music Tuesday, premiering all the new songs you want to hear. Your chance to vote on the new music. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We still got Civil Twilight on the way. We got some Mumford & Sons on the way. That's
yep.
going to blow your mind. Speaking of blowing your mind, an artist I am a super fan of. He will be in the Glorietta on March 21st, along with Gunger.
Mm.
On the phone line right now, Josh Garrels.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing well. How you doing, man?
Really good. Really good. It's 7 a.m. here, Portland time.
Oh, that sucks.
Sorry, man.
Which means it's like right. 6 a.m. still, thanks to Daylight Savings Week. We picked
yeah.
a good week
we
to,
wanted
to
you
have
to have
you on the show.
The worst possible experience.
That's all good, man. I got my coffee in my hand, and I'm ready to go.
Amen.
So, it can only go up from here, man.
That's right, dude.
Yep.
We're just starting off your day right.
Started dude. At the bottom, now the rest of your day.
Really looking forward to the show March 21st with Gunger. You're going to be out here. Is this your first time through New Mexico?
Yeah, man. I've never played a show in New Mexico before, so this will be a first.
Can I just say something real quick? It's about freaking time.
Ooh.
We have
shots
been
fired.
We have been rocking your music since The Resistance, and
right
I think we're on single 12. Because you make
cool.
incredible music.
Yeah, there's
so,
a lot of Josh Garrels in the system.
There is a lot of Josh Garrels to be played on Static Radio because your music doesn't suck. So that's good. That's good,
thanks,
man.
Guys.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
No problem. So you're taking it out on the road. You're going to be in New Mexico for the first time. What do you know of New Mexico?
Not a whole lot, man. I know where it's at geographically, but beyond that,
how
not
many,
much more.
How many seasons of Breaking Bad did you make it through?
Exactly.
Actually, I haven't seen that either, man. I watched a little Walking Dead, but I haven't seen Breaking Bad.
Right, you are new to the area then. That's
Josh,
all good.
Josh, you are cool. Truly.
Let him be innocent.
Yeah, I know. Let him be innocent. He's like, watching the Walking Dead. Are you caught up, by the way? Are you caught up on the Walking Dead?
No.
Okay, dude.
Nope.
Get there. Don't let people ruin this for you.
Well, we know you're super busy, right? You basically tour all the time.
Yeah, doing stuff. So you're out in Portland right now, home. And what's coming up, man? Obviously, this tour. Is this a tour with Gunger, or is it just happened that you guys are in the same town at the same time, and we're going to have an incredible show?
Same town, same time. I've actually never met Michael before.
So oh, really?
Fun too, man. I'll meet him. But this is actually like probably one of my last little runs before releasing a new album on April 7th.
Nice.
So that's in a lot of ways what I'm gearing up towards is like unveiling a new album. So
let's perfect. Talk yeah. about this, man. Working on new music, and as I mentioned, we've been playing your music for a long time. Started with The Resistance, which you know. Kind of hip hop vibe and super fresh, and then next thing you know, I'm like, wait, there's a bit the rabbit and the bear or cynicism, and it seems like there are so many different layers and styles within your music. That what can we expect from this new one?
Yeah.
Well, I pull from like sort of a bed of influences, like folk music mixed with sort of electronica and hip hop that I grew up with. You know, so those are always present. But I would say this new album, almost more leaning on a little bit of like soul music, you know,
ooh,
so
awesome.
Soul mixed with folk are probably the main influences on this next album. The name is Home, so a lot of the sound, yeah, has sort of a nostalgic feeling.
All
to
right.
It, so,
that's cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And you happen to live in like the most hipster cool area of the nation, so I'm sure it's pretty easy to find inspiration just outside.
Well, it's a pretty place, that's for sure, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm from Indiana, man. I'm from the cornfields of Indiana, so Portland and Northwest landscape is still pretty exotic to me, you know?
Let me ask you this, Josh. Have you ever been to the most wonderful city in the world called Ashland, Oregon?
I have. I've driven through on the way down California, stopped, gotten some food, but it's beautiful, man.
I
totally
love that
beautiful
place.
Down there.
I have a buddy moving there, and I'm honestly jealous that he's moving there. And I was like, my plan B has changed. I have this plan B for my life where I learn how to sail a sailboat and I sail out into the Pacific to die, but then alternately shipwreck on an island and open a casino resort.
Yeah, it's great.
And live out the end of my days.
It works
super
out.
Rich. Yo, but anyway, that I've changed plan B to moving to Ashland and probably just working at some place.
Like a Starbucks?
Maybe.
Or like a real coffee shop.
Something like that. It's got to be real up there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So if I do, I'm going to call you and be your best friend.
Right on, man.
On the phone
right
with on. Josh Garrels. Really, really excited. New record drops April 7th. And as I said, we're huge fans here at Static Radio. We were overjoyed that you were making your way to the great state of New Mexico. It's going to feel much the same because you're going to see a different side of New Mexico up in Glorieta. It's about 2 hours north of where we're at. Mountainous area and just beautiful. So it's not going to feel like the desert. You're going to be up in the mountains. It's definitely not.
It'll be beautiful.
Yeah. It's not the Breaking Bad Albuquerque that everybody knows. So, yeah, man.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm looking forward to it.
So, from Indiana, living in Oregon, sports guy?
I grew up skateboarding, man. In fact, I have to go to the orthopedist today. I think I broke...
No, are you
something
serious?
In my arm. Yeah, but I can still play guitar, which is a good thing. But,
that's good news.
But yeah, man, I still skateboard and still pay for it. So
amazing. Amazing. Dude, Josh Garrels, joshgarrels.com, the official website where you can check out, man, all the latest. And again, going to be in Glorieta, New Mexico, March 21st, new record. How much of the new record are we going to get to hear on this show?
I'll probably unveil a couple, 3 or 4.
Okay, 3 or 4. This is good. I like this. Now, are you taking requests? I'm just kidding.
Just say no, Josh.
Just say it's okay.
He's not taking requests, Steve.
Oh, that's a question. That's a question. Sometimes, if it's in the playlist, I take a request.
That's good. That's the best policy right there.
There you go. Amazing. Dude, we're really, really, really looking forward to this. And as you said, new record coming out April 7th. What you got on the horizon post new record? Are you going to tour the new record?
Yeah, for sure. So my booking agent right now, we're planning. I tend to I don't tour hard like other artists, man. I tend to take off for 4 or 5 days to a spot in the country, do 3 or 4 shows, come home.
Nice.
And do that, once at most twice a month. I got 3 little kids. So
So you're not.
I don't take off. I do short runs, man. But we're booking tours, through the summer into the fall.
That's
about
good.
1 a month. So I'll probably hit every, spot in the country. Not taking off with a tour bus or anything, but man. So we got tours coming up, support the album. It'll be good to see fans in different parts of the country. And who knows, man, maybe I'll make it back to New Mexico again.
Yes, dude.
Sweet, sweet.
So essentially, for the time being, what you're telling our listeners and fans alike is if they want to see you, they should probably get their booty up to Glorieta, New Mexico, because it could be a little while.
Exactly, man.
There you go.
Exactly.
Right on, man. Dude, thank you so much for the hang time and for kicking it bright and early on this Tuesday morning. I know it's crazy early in Oregon, but thank you so much for the time.
That's all right, man.
Word.
Yeah, thank you guys, man. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, for sure. We'll catch you March 21st up in Glorieta, New Mexico.
Sounds good, guys.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Josh Garrels.
Nice.
New record April 7th.
Yeah.
And he will be here March 21st along with Gunger up in Glorieta, New Mexico. We will be giving away tickets every single Friday. In fact, this Friday we're going to be talking with Michael Gunger, who is actually a really fun interview.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You guys don't want to miss that show. And honestly, if you've never been up to Glorieta, this is a great reason to go.
Yeah, it's beautiful up there. So excited about that. March 21st, Josh Garrels, Gunger, details, glorieta.org. Man,
oh man.
It is New Music Tuesday. We promise you, we got a couple tracks to get to, and really excited about this. Ready to get
I am excited
Coffee,
about this next
waking
song.
Back up.
I am excited about this next song.
Civil Twilight. Song is called Story of an Immigrant. They've been working with Micah Talks, I know, has been helping them with this new record. Great friend. And does stuff, of course, Stephen Christian, one half of Anchor and Braille.
Yes.
And Kevin, former member of Anchor and Braille, current member of Civil Twilight, which is probably how these guys all got connected, but stoked that they're working on new music.
Me too. And I'm excited. I loved Civil Twilight's second record.
Yeah.
Holy Weather.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care for their first one.
What?
Didn't like it.
Oh, man.
I thought it was boring.
Oh, my gosh.
But the second one, I loved it. And this is more, and it's an extension of what they were doing with their second record.
So, yeah.
And the record's going to be called Story of an Immigrant. It comes out this summer. This is the first single off of that record.
There you go, dude. Civil Twilight, Story of an Immigrant. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Civil Twilight, Story of an Immigrant.
Stoked.
Static Radio. Good morning. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. It is New Music Tuesday. Hopefully that woke you back up from that Josh Garrels interview.
Come on.
That was the most painful interview of my entire life.
There's so funny things, guys.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can just tell when somebody hates that they're talking to you.
The good
and
news
you gotta get
is
out.
He's still an incredible artist,
yeah,
and his show's going to be amazing. So
we got to give him a benefit of a doubt because
it's 7
super early.
7 a.m.
Yeah.
The week of daylight saving. He is an artist. Really excited. Coming Friday, Michael Gunger is going to be hanging out with us on the morning show. That'll be cool. That guy's always fun. And I think he wakes up early anyway. So
yeah.
He's good in the AM.
That's nice.
Speaking of interviews, Kevin Max right around the corner as well. He's going to be calling us up.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
And in studio right now, you see him on Facebook regularly contributing to the show. Brian Lopez. We call him Clopez.
Hey, woo! What's up?
Dude, it's good to have you in here.
Blast.
It's cool to see you.
It won't
you.
Be as awkward as...
Okay.
Hey,
dude, there's
well,
no
it's
way
early,
you really couldn't be that awkward. There's yeah, nothing man. You could do to make it awkward unless you like cuss or something, and
all
then
right.
we'll just be
I'll,
like, oh
I'll
snap.
Yeah. Well, Clopez can't
well,
come
Clopez
in anymore.
The, all right, I knew he was a Calvinist.
Started off super positive, and then it just got crazy.
Awesome.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Civil Twilight, Story of an Immigrant. What did the people have to say about that
Oh,
one?
My goodness. Brandy C. says, this makes me happy in so many ways. Wooly says, oh, dang, y'all. Mmm, tastes good. Jonathan says, dig, but I'm not sure it's less boring than their first record. Wrong. Jason says, dig it. Jonathan says, anyone else getting a Coldplay vibe with like a Phil Collins
okay.
percussion? Did you just describe?
I hope that's a good thing.
That's a special corner of heaven.
That's just another day in paradise,
it's,
huh?
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Against all odds, that was really good.
Nicely done.
So,
like
studio.
That.
Gregory says, love that dig.
Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Now, this next one, I got sent the music video for
Wait.
This.
We have to look at traffic.
Oh, you're right. You're
going.
Right. We got to break this up. You're
break
so
it up.
Good at this. All right. Let's take a look.
Traffic.
I'm really, so glad you said
really
that.
Really good at breaking stuff. Dishes, hearts, breaking this show up. Sorry. There's an accident at Alameda Boulevard in West at Jefferson. That's a bicycle accident.
Mm.
Doug found out, and so he said we ought to cover it. There's a lot of congestion on 40 eastbound around like 12th and Rio Grande and all that. There was a shooting at Central and Unser, and police are instructing people to completely avoid the area.
Yeah.
If you already don't. An accident at Highway 47, Broadway Boulevard, Southeast North at the casino. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Can I please get back to music?
I want you to.
Okay.
I'm just trying to keep things going.
I think this is a phone call on the last song. Static.
Hey, guys.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
Hey, Joe and Annie.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm okay. I just called to apologize for my attitude.
Good.
Because
it's good.
Good.
I'm being a jerk this morning. You guys are just trying to help with my taste in music.
I know.
And it's not helping when we have artists like Josh Garrels calling and just making us want to fall asleep.
It's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that I wish everybody I encountered would handle the way this has been handled like you.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I'm mean to somebody, what I want is for them to apologize.
That's
to
right.
Me.
Exactly.
When I say mean things about them, yeah. they should apologize
they
to me
apologize.
For making me say those mean
thank
things.
Thank you for being the
yeah,
example,
so
Joel.
You
are now our second favorite human on the planet. So,
I'm gonna have to go fourth for me.
Fourth for you?
Yeah, it's Dawn, Beans, and Panda.
Whoa!
And then Joel the
Nerd. I'm your co-host.
Oh, and Steve-O, so you're
Gosh.
Fifth. You're at least, no, and Doug's
and
in there. But
Dave.
Then there's Dave
there's
and
Dave.
Coon
okay.
and Jamie.
Maybe 17.
And Seth, and there's Tim
oh,
and
yeah.
Eric and
yep.
Colin
uh-huh.
and Friss.
Man.
Nah, Friss isn't on the list.
Okay.
The Friss is not on my list.
17th. 17th favorite human.
And Clopez
okay,
now. I just met him.
Yeah,
so
Clopez
works.
Is really cool.
Literally
so.
Just met this guy.
And
he's
got a great story.
So I think you're at a good 27.
It's a good number.
I guess 27's
top,
okay.
Top 30. Top, you yep. made it. Top 30.
Yay!
Good job. There you go.
Stay made. My attitude
there you go. Thanks, Joel. Thanks, Colin.
Thank you for calling.
Have a good day, guys.
You
Bye.
Too. Amazing.
I'm telling you guys.
Gosh.
We just need more people to call and apologize to us.
In studio with us right now, Brian Lopez, and he is, you're the guitarista. Like, what is your title? Awesome Sauce?
Mm.
Like, what is it?
I think it's,
do you have a title?
Father Abraham.
Father Abraham. You
many
do
sons.
Have many children. How many children do you have?
We have nine.
Nine.
What?
Okay.
Nine.
Okay. That seems doable.
It
you know,
is.
Nine?
Nope.
Feasible? 15-passenger van?
Yes. That guys, sounds crazy.
I remember the first time we like met in person and you had like a 9-kid stroller. It was the longest stroller I've ever seen in my entire life.
The limo, yeah.
Yeah. So do you still sport that or are they all like walking around?
They're walking for the most part.
How do you keep up with 9 kids, man?
I don't.
Okay.
I just try and keep up with my wife.
Yeah. That was the best answer I have ever heard. So I want to talk about this. I know that it's totally unplanned. You were just coming to hang out. But you guys are the poster people for whether it's foster care adoption or just being amazing stewards of your life. Talk about this and your desire for, I mean, this ginormous family of awesome.
Yeah, man, I don't, you know, if you were to look at our family maybe 10, 11 years ago, I don't think that was the plan. We did not plan on adopting a bunch of kids and having a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
I think my goal was to, you know, get married somewhere around 30, have
yeah.
maybe 2 or 3 kids.
Two and a half kids.
Yeah, right. White picket fence and
yeah.
a couple dogs.
Totally.
And maybe Beans and whatever that is.
Beans and Panda? You
beans
can't have them.
No, I wanted them.
I've got exclusive
I wanted
rights.
Them.
Nope.
Yeah. That's living the life you wanted.
I know.
Pretty cool. It's, all you got to do is you look up definition of loser.
Oh, come
There's,
on.
There it
Shut
is.
Up.
It's American
it's,
dream.
It's when Dawn is gone.
You're the American dream.
I'm a guy with 2 cats.
Yeah, that's
is
true.
That the American dream?
Yeah.
Because it sounds like I bought that from China.
But that's what you wanted.
No, that's what we wanted.
Yeah.
You know, the Lord is gracious to allow us to, you know, walk through life and open up these doors for adoption and give us a heart for adoption.
Yeah.
I think part of it is maybe our theological understanding of how adoption plays out vertically and how we bend that out horizontally.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's been a blast. It's crazy. You know, we're not perfect. Our house is messy and you show up at 5 o'clock any evening and it is chaotic, but they all love each other. They look out for each other and it's a blessing, man. It's cool.
Last night, you convicted me so much. I've just got to say, last night, my wife had to go to a class. So, you know, she's doing training at her job. And so she was unavailable last night. And one of my 3 children had Little League practice. One of my kids had Little League practice. So he had to be at Little League. But I had the other 2 boys, and yet I still had to drive one to Little League, and I had to pile all 3 in the car,
mm-hmm.
and I was a jerk. I was
yeah.
so cranky about it last night
no.
because I had to trek a kid to Little League. He had dual batting practice yesterday, so 2 different locations with 3 kids. I don't know how I was supposed to do that, Chrissy, because it was so difficult, Chrissy.
I think she can hear you.
And then you're talking about your 9 kids and, you know, this crazy lifestyle that you live. And I'm like, dang, I am the worst.
Yeah, I just keep my mouth shut and follow my wife.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right.
Amen.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Do you Google Doc it? Like, you guys have this calendar, and she's just like, this is where you're going to be on this day. And you're like, sweet.
Totally. Okay. Totally. That's exactly my wife. And I just follow
the
game
plan. You just follow suit.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. That's probably the best way to live.
Yeah. Because I just mess it up, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Get in the way. So I'm glad that you were able to pencil in time to come hang out with us today.
Yeah.
Was she aware of this? Is she okay with this?
I don't think she knew.
Okay, cool.
I just kind of snuck out of the house.
That's good. That's good.
Hopefully she's not listening.
Brian Lopez. Now, let's talk music, because it is New Music Tuesday. We're about to play the last song of the morning, which I actually heard for the first time because of you. You sent me the music video yesterday, and you yourself, a musician. Can we talk ambient notes and what you do? Because
sure.
I follow you. I'm like a weird stalker. I'm a fan. So
So that whole social media thing started because my wife was getting annoyed with me posting things on my regular account.
Okay.
So she's like, hey, if you're going to be entering contests and, you know, thinking you're really cool, posting videos of yourself, do it somewhere else where I don't have to see it.
You're like, check out this sweet solo, though. But check out this solo.
Yeah. So I just started doing that, and man, it kind of blew up and grew into something. I don't really know where it's going to go, but it's a lot of fun. So
it's been really, really cool.
Yeah.
You met a lot of great people in the industry, and
That's what's crazy, man. So in the gear, you know, the guitar community, we're going through this process of adopting again.
Yeah.
I've built a lot of friends with the guys who build these pedals and build these guitars, and these guys raised $20,000 for our up-and-coming adoption.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is crazy.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
It was incredible to see for this adoption process, just everybody coming out of the woodwork like, here's a $5,000 guitar amp combo, you know? And I was like, wow,
dude,
man.
And what's rad is, like, some of these guys aren't even Christians, so I'm getting to share the gospel with them and, you know, just love on them, so it's been really cool.
So this will be 10?
This will be 10.
Green Tesman Home is 10?
10.
Where are you guys in the process of this? Because I know you guys already, you had a fundraiser.
Yeah.
You were working to bring Desmond home. And
so we're pre-approved. We are just waiting on paperwork. So hopefully this fall we'll bring it home.
Do you guys have a world map in your house where you just pinpoint, like, okay, this child is from here, this child, or is it like...
Yeah, but I lost track, so we stopped doing it.
You just stopped, you're like, no, it's too much at this point. Incredible, dude. Absolutely incredible. Where can people go to find more information on Ambient Notes and the adoption process, everything that you're currently doing right now?
Sure. For Ambient Notes, just go to ambientnotes.com, or for our adoption, you can go to brianlopez.com.
All right, very cool. Lopez!
Yeah!
You're the man, dude.
All right, man. Thanks for having us.
We got to premiere this song because, as I mentioned, Lopez sent me this music video yesterday, and you and I, Teo, have been anticipating it, I think, for different reasons. I'm the typical crazy Mumford fan, have been a fan since the very beginning. You are from Nashville and want to throw banjos through windows because it became...
Got so sick of banjos. Mumford & Sons came out, and I liked their first record.
Yeah.
And then the second one came out, Babel.
Yeah.
And I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
And so did everybody else. And they loved it.
And everybody's wearing the vests.
And that's all that it became.
Yeah.
And so I got sick of it really fast.
You did.
I was glad when they said they were going on hiatus.
Yeah,
they were like, we're out.
I cried. I cried
a little
bit.
And I was so happy.
I was at the show at Red Rocks. I'm like, crazy fan. I'm going nuts. And you're like, let them die. Please.
I didn't wish murder upon them. But I got close. No, I'm kidding. To the tune of a banjo.
And here we find a brand new record that you have already pre-ordered, which is amazing. Releases in May, and they released the very first track yesterday. The song is called Believe. Tell us what you think about it. Dig it, bury it, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Here it is. Final song of the morning. It is brand new Mumford & Sons on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
You may call it insane, but you've only lost the night. Preset all your prayers.
Brand new Mumford & Sons. The song is Believe, and that is vastly different from any Mumford you've heard before.
So excited.
Wow. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It is New Music Tuesday.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Casey says, dig, dig, dig. You had me at Mumford & Sons. Dig, says Jonathan, you should tell Gunger Friday to get them on the Liturgist podcast because that would be amazing.
Mm.
Sean says, this means dig in Legoland. LOL, dig for sure.
Phone lines are jammed up. Static.
So that's definitely a dig from me, but I think there's going to be a lot of Mumford fans that are disappointed. The ones that, when they buy the records, they think there's actually just a small miniature copy of Mumford without any drugs,
right,
like jumps into their car and plays for them.
Yeah.
Like, they forget that it's actually digital on the CD.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, they said that there's not a banjo to be found on the new CD.
Yeah, not it, completely changing gears, but it is a welcome change in my opinion. So,
and you can tell Brian, he always says, is that you calling in? I hear you. I think that was you. You can just tell him it's me, Brian.
It's me. Okay, we'll tell him.
We'll
right
tell
on,
him.
Man. Thanks for the call. All right.
Later.
505-338-3700. Static.
It's so good.
It's so good.
So good.
So much.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Yeah. It is so good. Right?
It kind of it keeps the Mumford, like, soul, I guess, heart and soul of them, but it wraps it in some new clothes that I think are way better.
Yeah. And
yeah.
Definitely welcome. Definitely welcome. So.
Yes.
Yeah. It's that little change between, like 23 and, like, 24, 25, and you're kind of like, I should update my wardrobe from, like, when I was 18. Like, that's
there
exciting.
You go.
You're just like, wow, you know what? Those pants look really good, Mumford. Like,
yeah,
well
man.
Done. Well done.
Nice pants.
Nice pants, Mumford.
There you go.
Wooly, I want you
right
to know
on,
yesterday,
Wooly.
You emailed us with this. I want you to know that yesterday I was waiting all day for this song to come out.
Yeah.
Like, all day so that we could culture shock it.
Yeah.
And then finally, it came out.
It's incredible.
And then sure enough, you emailed too, and I was like, good.
There you go.
Oh, right on.
Thanks,
sweet,
Wooly.
Man. That makes me so happy. Hey, I love you guys. Have a great, great day.
You too, man. Wooly, everyone.
Wonderful. Wooly awesome. Is wonderful.
Tell us what you think about all the new music. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you missed any part of New Music Tuesday, Mitch will be recapping it coming up in the 12 o'clock hour. And, of course, the top five. I have a feeling that will go number one.
Ooh.
I have a solid feeling going to be number one at 5.
I don't know why it wouldn't be.
Tell us what you think. We are 3 minutes and 34 seconds away from Kevin Max joining us on Team Awesome Morning Party. I cannot wait!
Yes.
It's going to be a good time. In the meantime, brand new music from Dustin Kinstrew right here on Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Team Awesome Morning Party, good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mateo hanging out with you on this beautiful Tuesday. And joining us by phone right now, our boy, Kevin Max.
Woo!
Welcome to the show, dude.
Oh, it's so good to be on this show.
You have no idea how excited we are. We are avid.
Yeah.
K-Max fans.
I was telling, everybody. Especially, I was kind of bragging to my wife yesterday. I was like, so there I am just working yesterday, and then I get a Facebook message. And I was like, who could this be? Maybe I've got a friend. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then it was Kevin Max. And so on the inside, youth group Mateo was freaking out.
You made a 12-year-old pee his pants. So
a metaphorical 12-year-old literally peed his pants.
Good
because
job
I think
that.
I did.
Wow. Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
so,
I've got four toddlers that pee their pants all the time. So I'm not really into that.
I'm in good company.
I've
we
seen enough
you.
Of it. You know,
I got three little dudes running around myself, so I know what I know. I know.
No, I'm honored. You know, I saw. You know, I don't know how I got to this, but somebody like texted me or Facebooked me and said, "Hey, they're playing one of your songs and they're voting on it." And so I went over there and I thought it's quite fun. The thread that was. Talking about That Was Then, This Is Now, which you know, could never be a single. And I love that you played that. I don't know how you guys got it, but I love that you played it.
We have
and
our ways,
like,
bro.
You know, I mean, I agreed with 80% of what people were saying. It's definitely an oddball song.
Yeah.
But it is, I'm glad that they got played because it's my favorite song on the record.
Nice.
But anyways, you know, that's how I came to checking out Static. And then I had heard about Static before. I think I was following you anyways.
Cool.
Because I'd heard some great stuff. And then I went in and I looked at what you were doing. And it was just like, man, this is what everybody should be doing. You know, so anyways, it's an honor to be here.
Dude, it's an honor to have you on here because, for me personally, I didn't grow up in a Christian universe. So sadly, I missed the DC Talk experience. I know nothing about it. My 90s music was Stone Temple Pilots, Third Eye Blind, Soundgarden, Pearl Jam. You know, that's who I listened to. Mm-hmm. So I didn't come on until later. And so by the time I got around to the Christian industry, it was vastly different. Yeah. And so, but at that point, you were already doing solo stuff. And I remember thinking, man, this guy's different. He's doing different stuff. And then, I remember reading your autobiography and you were one of the first Christians, I think, in the industry who was like, hey, I really enjoy wine. And I'm like, what? This dude just said that. What just happened? Can we say that? And so I was really excited to get a chance to talk to you from a different perspective because it just seems like you've always been pretty freaking honest. So we were excited to have you today on the show.
Well, absolutely. You know, that's probably a good thing and a bad thing, right? I mean, as an artist, you know, you can just be so honest in the, I don't know, in the Christian world without getting your head eaten off by right. other Christians, but I've always taken the stance of, you know, honesty is the best policy, and I'm definitely an open book. Mm. Everybody that knows me knows that about me. It's kind of, again, it's a blessing and a curse because everybody I meet is like, is he really that nice? And is he really that honest? And is he really that weird? And I'm like, yeah, that's just me. I mean, I can't fake it. You know, there's so many people that fake it. I just can't do it. So for better or for worse, this is me.
Right on. And, cool. We're glad to have you.
Yeah, I don't like wine anymore. I'm not much of a wine guy anymore.
That's cool. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
That was a phase.
That was a phase.
That's awesome. Totally cool.
And
totally
see, now,
cool.
me on the polar opposite side of the spectrum, I grew up in the church and became a Christian when I was young and totally grew up Southern Baptist, so I was just, you know, shoveled Christian
DC Talk
music.
Was the only rap you were allowed to listen to.
I'm just kidding. Almost.
You're right.
And then Grits happened.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But, Grits was legit. Grits was legit. Yeah.
Grits is hungry. So anyway, I totally loved DC Talk. And then I was one of the people that was, I thought, like, whenever you guys broke off to do your solo stuff, I was really excited about your solo stuff because you were my favorite singer and you were my favorite voice.
You're my boy, Blue.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm serious.
I could tell by the amount of units sold. That, you know, if you were one of them, though, I really appreciate that.
Dude, absolutely.
Well, you know, I know that everybody knows Toby Mac went on to do his thing and then Tate. Yeah. He did a little bit of solo thing and then went away and now he's doing the Newsboys. But you kind of stuck it to your own path and did your own thing.
Yeah.
And now I think looking back, there's a lot of respect that goes with that. It's like you did not deviate from your vision. You continued.
Yeah. 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 Absolutely. Dude, I
appreciate that.
Let's talk about this. Well, I was just, you've been in the industry and have seen the changes over the years, if you will, and somehow you're still willing to be a part of said industry. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about that, being a Christian and coming from this Christian, I'm just going to call it a machine, because it seems like, for better or worse, the quote-unquote Christian musicians, it's this multi-gajillion dollar animal. How have you maintained your personal relationship with Jesus over the years? Because as you keep saying, and as we all know, for better or worse, it's definitely a machine. It's definitely a money maker. And so how have you kept sane, other than the wine?
That was a phase.
Sorry, you cut out there for a second. But here's the thing. I mean, I grew up not listening to Christian music. I didn't know really anything about it until college. I grew up in the 80s, so I was born in 67. So I was a child of the 80s, a little bit of the 70s, but more so the 80s. And so I grew up on David Bowie and the Smiths and Depeche Mode, and I was definitely what we would call a new waver back then. You know, all of my other friends were into heavy metal and AC/DC and all that, and I liked Howard Jones, you know what I mean?
So
I was I was the weird kid in my high school that wore his hair over his eyes, and you know, thought he was in Duran Duran. So, you know, I didn't know much about Christian music until I went to school at Liberty University, met Toby and Michael, and we, you know, started this thing called DC Talk. And at that time, I didn't know anything. So it was kind of a whirlwind educational process of, you know, this is Christian music. This is what's out there. You know, my kind of idea of Christian music was the Imperials and Amy Grant. Like I didn't even know that there were groups like Charlie Peacock or the 77. So, you know, when I was actually on Facebook yesterday talking about this, our first tour abroad as DC Talk was with Charlie Peacock, 77's, Rez Band, Daryl Mansfield, all these, you know, really great kind of Christian music pioneers. So I was able to see that part of it and just, you know, back in the day, late 80s, hearing Charlie Peacock singing these great songs that, you know, could have been on general market radio, you know, just kind of influenced what I thought of Christian music. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it was that kind of thing throughout the 90s, and we were able to be free and kind of express ourselves artistically without having radio kind of stamping what they wanted on it. It was more about the artists. It was artist driven. It was definitely more creative. And you know, our relationships during that time with the Lord and my walk as a Christian, you know, it really got stronger. I was brought up in a Christian home, so even though I didn't listen to Christian music, I was definitely a Christian. But I, you know, being able to kind of see all the different people that were involved, having relationships with people that really were, you know, 100% gut honest about their faith. It wasn't a joke. They weren't faking it to make money. These were the kind of people that performed this music because they 100% believed in it, and they didn't make a whole lot of money doing it, you know? So I think that really shaped me, and I think it's gone backwards a bit since then. It's definitely become an industry. Mm. It's become a manufacturer. It's a factory now.
Yeah.
A lot of widgets looking the same, singing the same stuff, looking the same, and you have to fit in this little tiny box to be able to really, you know, kill it in the CCM industry these days. So yeah, from that part, it's really changed, and it's a bit of a bummer. But I've never excluded anyone from the music that I make. And so, you know, I make music sometimes that would go out to the farthest reaches of, you know, what could be considered Christian music. You know, I did a electronic album with the guys from Pop Will Eat Itself. You know, and one of those guys was in a Nine Inch Nails band. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I've done stuff that far out there. And then, of course, the record I just did, Broken Temples, or Audio Adrenaline's Kings and Queens, you know, I've done things that are absolutely in the mainstream of this industry. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like all of those sides are me, musically. And I don't want to exclude anyone. I want to include everyone in the process.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Awesome. I'm excited to hear the new record in its entirety because, as you said, we're playing what we consider the single because it's the one we picked. Yeah. But
we thought it was cool.
Yeah, it's in rotation for us because, well, we're Static Radio. We don't care. So unless you tell us we can't play it, we're going to play it.
Yeah.
But excited about now this solo project that you're doing, this future project. Before you get ahead of yourself on this, I had a really good idea I wanted to pitch to you. Okay, because you were one third of arguably the largest Christian band in the universe, DC Talk, right? You then went on and you fronted Audio Adrenaline, another monster band, right? Your boy Tate, he's off doing the Newsboys. Toby's Toby. So I've got a list of the top five next projects you should do.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, Amy Grant.
Oh,
you mentioned her. I'm. You should front Amy Grant. Here's why. Heart in Motion, that record, huge. People love this new idea of going out and touring a record cover to cover. I think you should tour Amy Grant Heart in Motion cover to cover.
I feel like that's going to be difficult.
No? Okay. All right. Number two, The Champion by Carmen.
Carmen.
Okay. Have you ever thought about fronting Carmen?
I think you should not do that.
I'm
also,
have to pass
no.
on that one.
Okay.
Yeah,
I think, all right.
I'm with K-Max on this.
Number three, For Him. Anyone?
Oh, man. You're picking the greatest hits
okay.
right now.
Number four. Let's go a little more rock. Then you like the Petra.
No. Don't put that on here.
No. Okay. Gosh. And number five.
Not so much. Okay.
Okay. Number Moving five. Number five. Have you ever thought about fronting Skillet? Where have those guys been? Skillet. No?
My co-host is a little out of touch.
They're still rocking it.
Oh, they are?
Right?
When was the last time they did anything?
I probably know one Skillet song, so I would be horrendous at covering that.
Come on!
Honestly, it's probably one of the good ones that you know, honestly.
out of all those that you've mentioned, Petra's probably the one that I know the most
there
songs.
There you go.
But I just don't know if I could do it justice, man. That's like...
If you could front any project, really, like if there was any artist out there,
okay,
like,
so that was
boom.
A joke.
That was totally.
Dear
a joke.
Lord, yes, okay. That was absolutely.
We would never disrespect you like that.
No, ever disrespect you.
No,
like
no.
That. You're
we want you to
cool
do
for
your
any
thing.
Of those. Yeah, yeah. So if you could, though, if you could front any project, who would it be?
So you're saying if I covered an artist like. From an album
sure.
perspective,
anything,
or their whole
anything,
career.
Anybody,
any artist.
You mentioned Nine Inch Nails, Trent Reznor, one of the greatest artists in the universe.
Any artist,
so like, any artist, anyone.
Well, my favorite band from all time was the Smiths. So
nice.
I'd cover the Smiths like back to front, left to right, and feel not one bit of pain over that.
Yes,
would not make me cringe.
Emotion? No one.
You two would probably not make me cringe.
Mm.
David Bowie probably wouldn't make me cringe.
All right.
When it comes to Christian artists, I could do Larry Norman.
All right.
You know,
yeah.
A good
yeah.
service. I loved Larry, who's a friend of mine. I really loved the bulk of his music. And I would say probably Rich Mullins was another great Christian artist that could be given a modern, you know, retouch.
Yeah. Boom.
You know, electronic, like an EDM version of Rich Mullins.
That would be awesome.
The World is Best as I Remember It. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You just gave 100 kids in garages project ideas.
Yeah. Wait a second.
Wait. What did K-Max just say? Done. Let's do this.
But in all seriousness, you know, the one thing that we did talk about is I'm a really great friend with Fleabag, and, you know, I thought about redoing... Charlie Peacock's West Coast Diaries
from the
1, 2, 3. Those are some of my favorite Christian songs ever written. So,
and now he's a big producer in Nashville now, right? Like he did. I know he did the Civil Wars, and it sounds incredible.
Oh yeah.
That like their last project, it sounds just as vulnerable as that situation seemed like it was
in real life. Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Incredible.
So let's talk about your real project. Obviously, speaking today for a reason, being that it is Tuesday, as we're talking, latest project. Talk about what we can expect from the new record.
Well, you can expect to have your ears tickled with, greatness, I guess. You know, I put myself into this album because, you know, coming off of Audio Adrenaline, I could have, when I went back to being solo, I probably could have put out another weird electronic record to scare everybody off. But, I mean, I really felt like, you know, this was the time for me to kind of make a really great pop record. And some of these songs were written during the period of me being in Audio Adrenaline, looking forward to the second album that I would have done with them. So I'd say about 50% of the songs in this album were songs I wrote for Audio A.
Oh, wow.
That, probably would have been changed up because of different producers and whatever. But instead of shelving those songs, I decided to put them out. And then we started getting into the process, and I was like, man, let's just make a really great pop album for this industry.
Man,
you know, it's not like I wanted to make a general market record. It's not like I was, trying to take on Kanye or anybody. I really just felt like, hey, let's make a great Kevin Max record that, you know, if it gets played on radio, great. If it doesn't, I think it's still going to kind of resonate with my listeners. I've already seen some really great feedback on it. New Release Tuesday put it up, streaming the other day on their site. People seem to be digging it, so makes me happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, we'll play it here at Static Radio. On the phone with us, Kevin Max, talking about the brand new record. And, man, what's going on in his world?
This is awesome. I'm reading a quote from, because I know this project was Pledge Music. It was funded, so you had a lot of people come alongside you to help make this record. And I love this quote. It says, like a darkened-looking glass, the light cannot penetrate inside it or penetrate inside without it first being fractured. And you kind of start to explore the whole broken temple concept. Can you talk a little bit about that and what that means?
Yeah. I think I was watching, like, Labyrinth when I wrote that. I don't know.
Speaking of Bowie, love it.
Well, yeah, I mean, Broken Temples actually came from me listening to my pastor one Sunday. He was talking about the children of Israel wandering in the wilderness, and he was... And I think he said broken vessels. They were all like broken vessels. And it just made me think. And I wrote that down on my iPhone. And I was like, okay, that's a really cool idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's an image, you know? And so I kind of took that. And I feel like we're all obviously broken. None of us are perfect. And in order to be complete, the Spirit has to indwell and has to, you know, fill up that part of us that's missing, you know? I mean, that's what Christianity really is. It's God, you know, kind of changing us. And it's, I feel like that kind of is the theme, you know. I've been a renegade. I've been a prodigal son. You know, I've kind of lived the redemption theme throughout my life. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of like it was nine fingers pointing back at me. You're a broken temple. But, you know, if you're willing to let God work on you and change you and let the light get in, it gets all the cobwebs out, and, you know, you have an opportunity to do some really cool things.
That's awesome.
So the main theme is, it is, we're all human, we're broken, but, you know, God will meet you where you're at, and it's kind of like the Saul to Paul on the road to Damascus. It's, all of us are just waiting for that moment for him to change us up, you know?
That's incredible.
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Now, let's talk a little bit more about the idea of God changing us up, because I know right now it seems very popular, and you yourself were on the Bad Christian podcast, and those guys unfortunately got a little flack this last week for some of the language that, if anybody actually listened to the podcast, would know that happens regularly anyways, but it just kind of became more mainstream. What are your thoughts on this new, or at least seemingly new, concept of, like, hey, I'm just a broken dude, here's me with all my flaws, as you say, one of the more honest dudes out there in the industry yourself. What do you see to this new trend of, hey, this is me, I'm going to do my Bible study in a bar and drop F-bombs and be,
yeah,
quote-unquote, relevant?
Yeah, that's a great topic, really. You know, I mean, there's a lot of scripture on that.
Yeah.
About offending your brother. And I take that stuff seriously. I mean, these days, dude, I'm boring. I'm like a dad of four kids.
Yeah,
like,
man.
I'm a happily married dad of four children. I'm non-controversial. I'm milquetoast now, you know? So,
do you wish those guys were out and about and around when you were doing DC Talk? Because it feels like you were the quote-unquote black sheep, where it's like, Kevin Max is edgy. And now it's like, man, these guys are making you seem really tame because they're kind of jerks.
Yeah, they've got freedom.
Where were they?
I think a lot of that was misunderstood, actually. A lot of people thought, you know, oh, he's the rebel, he's the crazy bad boy. But a lot of that, I think, was honestly almost manufactured from labels. I really wasn't all these things. I mean, I think I'm just a normal guy put in that position of, like, kind of questioning it. Like,
yeah,
is this for real? I mean, and I think that I'm a thinker, so a lot of the things that I had to deal with being at the top of the mountain with DC Talk, you know, I kind of questioned, you know, why certain things were done, you know, why music and Christian music had to be so kind of filtered. And that's probably where a lot of that stuff came from. I think that, you know, people that are trying to be free and yet are on a platform that is going to have to be responsible, and yet feel the right to be irresponsible, I think there's consequences to that, man. Mm-hmm. You know, I personally think that, you know, everybody should be able to speak their minds. And I think when you keep stuff in the dark, that's how you don't progress as a Christian or as a human being. It's like if you keep everything stifled and you don't talk about it, that's worse than actually talking about it. But I think there's a fine line of, like, doing things just to offend people.
Yep.
And, I mean, in my opinion, there's a lot of scripture on that. It's like, and I try very hard not to offend people, but I'm also at the same time a very honest person. So, you know, Jesus offended a ton of people, obviously.
Right.
I mean, he was put on the cross for it. So, I mean, there's... It's a big conversation, man. I don't know if we have the time for it.
I think you're exactly right. It's
let's
huge
do it our own podcast.
Amen
call
to
it
that.
Good Christian and you know.
Call it adequate Christian.
And I don't mean to pick on those guys because I think they're just the most prominent probably in your face right now about it. But whether it was like, oh, here comes a new church with Mars Hill and these guys are going to be rude about everything and in your face. And then it became, you know, it seems like it transitions, but, good to get your perspective because honestly, I know.
I think it's we live in a hate-filled, you know, internet society where anybody can say what they want to tear somebody down, and there's no consequences because they're hiding behind a computer screen. I mean, you know, if you said the same things to a person to their face, it'd be different. You know,
very true.
I mean, I tell people all the time. I say, if you want to say something to me, say it to my face, and then we'll see how it goes down. You know what I mean? Because
right,
I mean, that just separates the men and women from the boys and girls, you know what I mean? And I feel like that's the real problem, is there's no responsibility on the internet. It's like people can say whatever they want.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, man, that's a huge subject. And I do believe that there's a fine line and there should be some kind of restraint. But I also think we should be honest. So it's kind of, yeah,
got to find that healthy balance.
I don't know.
No, it's. I mean, and that's. We're not going to solve it now, obviously, because I think this has been debated for hundreds upon.
No,
hundreds
I think
of,
we
you
should
know,
try.
But, yeah. On the phone, Kevin Max talking about his brand new project. That's right. Really excited about this, and again playing. Well, what we consider the single, as I said. But thank you so much for hanging out with us. You have an open mic on our morning show. Feel free to call in anytime you want because this has been absolutely amazing.
I'd love to. You know, and look at different songs on the record.
Oh, yeah.
But I think That Was Then, This Is Now is kind of like my favorite song. I mean, it sounds like a 1980s film soundtrack, you know?
Yeah, dude.
Totally. But yeah, I love that. But thanks for the opportunity. And man, I really just want to encourage you guys to do what you're doing because I love that. I mean, you know, if I was going to play anything after me, it would be Roxy music, but, you know, you can play Foo Fighters. That's fine.
All right.
You got it, dude.
You know what? We'll play some Foo Fighters just for you. Absolutely. So, dude, again, thank you. I would be remiss if we didn't at least ask because, you know, the internet buzziness going on. We know that you've been collaborating with Toby and Michael and everybody's in the room and there's the Instagram photos. So, come on, dude. When's it going to happen?
When's it happening?
When's it going to happen?
Yeah, that that was for Toby's new album. So unless he calls that album, you know, decent Christian talk and like gets people all fired up, I have no clue. But I feel like, you know, I've told everybody. I said I'm game, and I know Michael's game, and I think Toby is. I think it's just all about timing and
strategery.
The bummer about it is it's such a huge band that you put that back together. There's so many different things you've got to work out.
True.
You know,
very true.
So if in a perfect world, we get together and we do our own cruise and we do, you know, our own, you know, thing, call it DC Talk Jam. Yeah. Our new jam, and you know,
yeah,
you and Garnet
play
thing?
It every year. I don't know, arenas.
What God? Right. He's doing a new thing.
I totally get what he's saying though, because if you guys got back together, it wouldn't be like, oh, let's hit up a couple dates in the States and then maybe one in Europe. It would be like, no, we're going to be doing this for 2 years. It's going
to
be
that's the issue,
a double
dude.
World tour.
To, like, look at your families, you know.
Yeah.
And Toby and I both have wives and tons of kids. So
yeah.
Then you have to look at the wife and go, okay, well, I'm gone for 2 years. Hope you dig it.
right.
Good luck out there.
Here's a pass to Disney World. Hope to see you.
Man.
Yeah, I get that, man.
Yeah.
And that's cool because a lot of people do not even think about that. That wouldn't even cross their mind.
Right.
My little bit of touring experience, I know how hard it was just to do these little shoestring budget shows where we were coming home after a month being like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, so I can't imagine being in DC.
I didn't like
talk.
It, dude. I went, you know, went out with Audio Adrenaline for, I don't know, I think we were doing about 120 shows a year or so. And man, it completely different in my late 40s.
There you go.
When I was in my 20s and 30s. I mean, you know, it's like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
I really have to look at my kid in the face and say goodbye for 2 weeks, you know. And I just read some article about the guy from Third Day kind of stepping down because he wanted to spend time with his family, and I get that 1,000%,
You see a band like Amberlin who's, you know, been on top of the world recently, and they called it quits because the guys were like, hey, family. But, I mean, to the fans, they're going, what?
Army family.
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
The difference is I can make records still for you, and I can do stage it from my house.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever. Nothing will ever compare to a real live show, right?
That's true, man. That's the thing. So on that, are you going to be doing anything with this new record? Are you going to tour it at all, or is it?
Definitely.
Okay.
So I'm out there really, really soon. You know, we just booked some shows in Texas coming up. I've got a couple of festivals booked, and we're just now starting to book some stuff. So I'm definitely going to be out there. There's a Seattle run, actually, that's being spoken of right now. And I know there's 4 or 5 dates on that from Seattle to Portland to, I think, to Canada. So I'll let you guys know, because if I'm anywhere near,
Dude, come
be awesome.
Kick it with us,
that'd
man.
That would be so awesome.
We would love it. I don't know if you know this, but Texas is actually only one state away from us. So we're in the United States. Most people don't realize this. New Mexico, part of this great nation.
Better than regular Mexico.
Yeah. Totally better and cleaner. I mean, come on.
You know what's weird is that New Mexico, it's kind of a bad, you know, name from touring artists.
Yeah.
But I've done Albuquerque many, many times, but we need to like branch out a little bit all over New Mexico.
Dude,
you know?
New Mexico is a rad little state. I love it, you know? So please come kick it with us. We actually have our own super fresh theater here.
What?
We have our own venue.
What?
Oh no. Oldest theater on Route 66.
What?
I know your vibe being cool. Come hang
out.
Are you
serious?
Yes. I'm totally serious, bro.
Absolutely.
Oldest theater on Route 66 right here in Albuquerque. And it happens to be this radio station's venue.
What
so,
do you know?
Well, we're doing a possible motorcycle run with another artist that you would know, and I mean, shoot,
Amy
what better
Grant.
Way to do it? Texas, New Mexico, down to Mexico on bike.
Hey,
Route 66, man.
There you go, man. Come hang out with us. Your kids will love it. Just show them Cars first, and then they'll know
they'll
New Mexico. They'll get it. They will totally get it.
They know what
it.
Cars is all about, dude.
There you go, man.
They're already inundated. Yeah.
Amazing. Kevin, thank you so much for hanging out with us, spending the time, and super stoked on this brand new record, Broken Temples. Where can people go to find more information?
We are uploading a brand new KevinMax.com site. The one that's there right now is kind of splash page, so the new page is going to, or the new site's going to be really great. That's coming out real soon. Of course, all the Facebook and Twitter sites.
Kevin, thank you so much for taking the time and hanging out with us.
Hey, man, good to talk to you guys. Glad I Facebook.
Yeah, me too. We are too. Open door policy.
I'm Facebooking, and, you know, somebody's like, hey, they played this song, you know, and they're talking about it. I'm like, oh, that's cool, you know. And that's how this got here, you know, because.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
There you go. Facebook, social media, not just depressing anymore.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, Al Gore was so smart.
Yeah,
so
dude,
smart.
Right? Amen.
Yep.
There you go. All right. We got to take a quick break. Coming back, 9 o'clock hour, Quality Tam Tuesday. We got stuff to give away, including a few CDs from the prize closet that we'll be doling out here. So, quick break. Right back with Morgan. Kevin, thank you so much for hanging with us. It's been awesome.
It was good.
Yeah, there you go. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party?
Anyone?
Anyone? Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough. We're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man. Bingo.
Static Radio.
Whoa. Static Radio.
It's kind of extreme.
In the club.
It's really
we're
extreme.
We're dropping beats.
This is a club.
We're dropping bombs.
Doug.
We got that K-Max on the phone.
We're in the club, Doug.
Bomb. We got a girl, Tam, in studio. Yep. Getting it on. We're going to kick it with you on your Tuesday AM. We're coming at you with my take.
Oh,
my
gosh. Oh, it's
what
not,
are you
is
saying?
That quality Tam.
You guys are awful. You guys are awful. Doug, did you hear that?
I feel like that was good.
When me and Doug go to the club, it's way better than that.
Oh, sorry.
Right, at
sorry.
Your house.
No, the club, I said.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
you Tam know. And I just got our club on.
Yeah.
I hear that. I was
part of that. Hip-hop voice. It was amazing.
Quality Tam.
We got Tamara in studio from Battle Drums Worship.
Disappear?
Hi, everyone.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We just wrapped up our interview with K-Max. I don't know if you heard it, but Kevin Max called us.
Yeah,
it was
I heard
awesome.
That.
From DC Talk.
That was so crazy because I just got off the phone with him on my cell, and I was hey, call the guys because they're
true.
Waiting for you now.
That's not true. Don't kill this. This was so great. We actually interviewed.
We were stoked.
So
then, I know.
We didn't all go on American Idol and then get booted off or whatever.
You know what?
You know you have those friends that are like the classic one-uppers that you're like, no, that was a good one-up. Teo had the best last week.
What was it?
Michael Gunger. I'm a huge fan of Gunger.
Right.
I love their worship.
Yes.
Gunger and Josh Garrow is going to be coming March 21st
Gungodio.
To Glorietta. And tickets, glorietta.org, all the details on that. But we're going to be up there for that. I was really excited. And so I was like, oh, man, you know what we should do? We should get an interview with Gunger. That's what I said, right?
Right.
Airwaves, interview with Gunger.
Oh, man.
All of a sudden, I get an email. Hey, I hear you're looking for me. What's up, man? And I was like, oh, yeah. Michael Gunger, it's my boy.
How did Mateo one-up you?
So I'm like, yeah, bro, Gunger, me and Michael were like totally bros, and he totally emailed me personally, and we're going to talk to him. He's going to be on the show. He's going to be on the show on Friday, actually. It's going to be exciting,
yeah,
right?
That's gonna be
so
really
I was really excited, and then, 30 minutes later?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he walks back, and he's like smiling, and I'm like, oh, man, it's the mischievous smile.
What
he's
did
about
he
to
do?
Drop the bomb on me.
What did he do?
He's about to do something. He's about to one up the game.
Say
and he
it.
Goes, hey, you know how earlier you're all braggart because Gunger?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah? And he goes, guess who just personally messaged me on Facebook? Who got in touch with me? Who wants to talk to me? Just guess. And I'm like,
you guessed Katy Perry, didn't you?
I didn't. I guessed.
That's just over text message.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah. And he says, Kevin Max, and he shows it to me, and I fangirled out. I really did.
You're so excited.
But then
Kevin
I
Max
got stolen
awesome.
From me because then Mitch was like, Kevin Max messaged me, and I was like, he messages common people. This sucks. I'm a common person.
Right. Oh my gosh, no. I get it.
If you missed the interview
Kingdom's
with K-Max,
made of sand,
man, so sad.
Make sure you catch our podcast today, mystaticradio.com/mornings. Great time talking with Kevin Max, one-third of DC Talk.
It's wonderful.
I was glad we actually got to talk about DC Talk as well because I know that people wanted to hear it, but
yes,
I've never put together the idea that if DC Talk truly got together, it'd be way bigger than a one-off show where they'd be like, hey, come to Nashville for this one giant show. It'd be like, right, you'd lose 2 years of your life and you guys are in your late 40s.
Yep.
Probably never going to happen, guys, which kind of makes everybody else sad.
That makes me feel really good.
Yeah?
I don't know.
No? Were you not a DC Talker?
I was a huge DC Talk fan.
You wouldn't want to see them again?
I would go.
I never owned a DC Talk record.
What?
I didn't grow up in your guys' little home system where everything was roses and
you know what?
Audio.
He grew up in the same kind of church environment,
yes.
But for some reason.
Amy Grant. Yeah. It was Sandy Patty.
Oh,
I had some jars of clay.
Gosh.
Jars of clay got sprinkled in there a little bit. So by the time.
Scott Stapp, his favorite.
By the time it came around to
Amy
my mom
Grant,
trying
also
to
known as Karen Carpenter,
influenced me musically. I was already I was lost. I was already listening to Guns N' Roses. So
I'm well, sorry, here's guys. The thing. I still listen to that too. But I remember DC Talk. They connected me with the non-believing world.
Ah, yes.
See, I was like, oh, I would see all these Christian artists and no one knew what I was talking about. But when I said DC Talk,
they all knew.
They were like, and Jars of Clay, that band's pretty cool. That band's pretty cool.
Jars of Clay, dude.
Jars of Clay, big time.
I believe even before DC Talk, Absolutely. Jars of Clay had, when They're Flood self-titled. Crossed over.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
People were like, wait, you can't do this.
What? Yeah.
So it was really cool. If you missed out on K-Max, make sure you check it out at mystaticradio.com. Now, this morning we interviewed Josh Garrels as well. Had him on the show from Portland, Oregon. Poor guy. He woke up at 7 a.m. to be with us. And it's daylight saving week, so.
Oh, that's brutal.
You can tell when artists are just like, bro, please.
It's time to stop.
Don't make me do an interview this early. And we're like, it's we can't help it. This is when we work.
Yeah.
This is when we work.
So we actually have tickets for Josh Garrels and Gunger. That show is going down Saturday, March 21st in Glorieta, New Mexico. It's a couple hours north of here. I'm making the trek. I'm really excited for that show.
I'm excited for you.
Gunger,
can you take
Josh
pictures
Garrels?
And post them for us?
No.
I'm going to take video.
I'll be getting back from D.C. on that day.
You're going to D.C.?
Why?
Going to the old day to the city.
I'm so glad you're talking about this. I wanted to talk vacations and stuff, and it's perfect timing.
Well, here's the thing, guys. I mean, they don't give tours of the White House anymore.
They don't?
No. Not since all the people have been, like, breaking in, running through the yard and just walking
But they're
walking
giving
in.
One to us.
What?
Nice.
Yes!
That's awesome, Tam.
Are you serious?
She just one-upped everything.
Oh. I'm kind of excited.
How did you do that? Is it you caught up Michelle and you're like,
Michelle,
hey,
like, listen. Hey, girl.
Yeah, well, I was like,
we're gonna
I was
be in
like,
your city.
You said, Miss Obama, like, we're coming in.
I was like, hey, Mitchie, like, it's me. And
Mitchie?
That's what we call
I feel like if you were really close to her, you'd have a better nickname.
No, I mean, that's why it's so personal. It's because no one calls her that. And I was like, Mitchie,
I'm surprised
it's
that
Tam.
You're still friends with her.
And she was like, oh my gosh, I just heard you on the show on Tuesday. And, like, it was so good. And then I was like, well, you know, there's a way that you can say thank you, and
you shouldn't.
And if you
shouldn't tell a lot of people
a
that.
You
shouldn't
you
tell a lot of people that
you.
Obama listens to our show because I think most of our listener
like
base will get mad.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm not going to listen to it.
I said Mitchie does, and then I said, there's a way you can say thank you, and if you want to say that to me, then you can give me a tour of the White House. And she said to me, Tam. Come on in. I mean,
yeah.
So basically, after pulling 19 people's teeth out, we are able to get a tour
because
me and Tone Loke and
your husband Tone.
I have a friend who works there. So she's gonna try and get us a tour.
This
I asked her
perfect.
This morning.
This
she sent in the request. We'll see how it goes.
Now, when you were at the White House, my personal suggestion to you.
Secret doors. I want to find all of them.
Do not try and
secret
carve
doors.
Your and Tone's initials into
in
the White House.
Please don't do that.
You think that's a common sense thing, right?
I would assume.
You know,
many people do you think carve their name in the White House walls?
Well, I don't know about the White House, but you know the old saying, when in Rome?
When in Rome.
Apparently that doesn't apply to when in Rome. Carve your freaking initials into Rome's Colosseum.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, the historical landmark.
Yeah, historical, you know, in Italy.
You've got to be kidding
yeah,
me.
Yeah, well, Americans once again in trouble over in Italy.
You are kidding me.
Two American women were caught carving their name into Rome's Colosseum.
Perfect.
The Californians.
The Californians.
They're like
21 and 25.
You know what happened, right? They they were carving their name, and then the police were like, and then they said, what are you guys doing
and
here?
And they're like, I took the 25 to Verona. From Verona. We rocked it down to Sicily, we were there for a while. And then we thought, let's sport it back up. We went through Venice, and we rocked it through Venice.
Through the mountains.
We
went about like 6 miles through the mountains. Well, actually, it was like 9.5 kilometers.
21 and 25 years old. They snuck away from their tour group. Yeah.
That sounds like one of my cousins.
They're from California. They are Californians. They snuck away from the tour group on Saturday and began scratching their initials into the amphitheater with a coin.
I was hoping they would say with what. Okay, so they did a coin, which is going to take forever.
They managed a J and an N. Around 8 centimeters high.
That's good.
Before taking a selfie with their handiwork
like typical Californian morons.
Californians.
Oh, my God.
Now, not everybody from California is an idiot.
No.
These are just two prime examples.
I've met some pretty smart fellas from Cali.
And you know, we in America, whenever we go anywhere, we like to leave our mark.
Why is it? And then once we leave our mark, we got to selfie that bad boy.
Let me see.
Police were quick to catch the two Americans. Obviously, they reported them for damaging an ancient site.
Oh, my word. What's their consequence?
Well, they're going in front of a judge, and they are definitely facing steep penalties. Defacing the walls, obviously, strictly forbidden.
Yeah.
Mm.
As pointed out on numerous signs in both English and Italian.
Oh, gosh.
But some visitors think, you know, breaking of the rules to, you know.
Right.
Hey,
it's exciting.
I don't want to say, I don't want to give them an excuse, but they're standing in front of a crumbling monument. It's not like it's in pristine condition. It's not like the White House. It's not like the Vatican. It's not like the Alamo, right, bro?
I mean, the Alamo.
It's falling apart.
Here's the thing. What is the difference between them doing this? It's just that they posted a selfie.
Yeah.
If I were to let, you know, if, say I don't have any children, but say I had a 3-year-old and I let him color my $10 bill.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then I took a picture of him and said, oh, this is so funny. Look what he did. He gave whoever president is on. What president is on the $10 bill? Do you know?
Hamilton.
I only know ones and fives.
Okay.
So it's Hamilton.
Okay. So you know what? Let's use George Washington for help.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
there
I see plenty of those.
So say he colors on George Washington's face and I take a picture of it and I said, oh, look at the purple hair my son just gave George Washington.
Yeah.
That's defacing government property.
Oh, my
gosh.
Can we please talk about the difference between American government property and a historical landmark that's been there for thousands of years, Tim?
I got a great quote, actually.
It's the same consequence.
That's why people do this kind of stuff.
Look it up.
Spokesman for the Special Superintendency for the Archaeological Heritage of Rome, that's a mouthful, said there's a difference in perception over there.
Okay.
Museums are treated like churches, sacred places, where there are things of great value, whereas the Colosseum is an incomplete building which has already been robbed, therefore people think they can deface it because it looks like a piece of junk. It's falling apart.
It's just hanging
around. And people
around.
Are like, eh. Nobody would dare carve their initials, say, at the Vatican or in a museum or, I mean, have you been to Italy?
What they should have done... I go all the time. I just...
Oh, my gosh. Get
she likes to summer in Venice.
Gosh.
You know, what they should have done was just carved it on a rock... And then took a selfie of a rock.
Of a rock?
You can't tell where it's from.
Yeah, the Colosseum, you know, obviously in its heyday, 73,000 people.
It's because it was
people.
Still up.
Gladiators fighting to the death.
I don't understand.
Here's
I don't
the
understand
thing.
Why you're equating the
Teo.
Roman Colosseum with a $10 bill.
Teo, it's the principle.
You are one of those Californians.
No.
You literally equated the Roman Colosseum with an American $10
no.
bill.
It's the principle.
Not to mention you had no idea which president was on the $10 bill.
Neither did Steve-O.
3,700. That's because I work in ministry. I only see ones and fives, okay?
That's true.
The section defaced...
Now you know my excuse.
The section that was defaced by these two visitors to the Roman Colosseum was actually a section that dated back to the 1800s when the Pope initiated a restoration work. So it wasn't that they defaced the, you know, the original 80 AD.
Right.
80 AD.
Right.
That's how old
A-T-A-D.
It is.
AD.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Got it.
80.
Got your back.
80.
A-T-A-D.
Yes, there you go. They said it's not an original wall, but nevertheless, it's antique. Antonio Carmatino.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. That is an impersonator of a Roman centurion who hangs out outside the Colosseum agreed that the tourists were wrong to carve in the stone. He said, quote, it's a pizza called to his dad. I don't have it.
Good. Wow. No, I would say keep trying
it. It's a pizza pie.
It's me, Mario. It's a pizza cultural heritage.
That's
heritage.
It's actually National Mario Day. So.
Oh, perfect.
It's a piece of cultural heritage. They don't do it at home in America, but they do it here.
Yeah.
So he said American tourists are quick to come to. I'm going to be completely honest right now.
You know what? Because you're. Are you usually not honest? Is that what this completely honest thing means?
I'm going to tell you guys something.
I'm that American tourist. When I was in high school.
What did you
do? When I was in high school.
Okay. Pointing the fingers at the $10 bill, but now here's the truth.
I visited Verona, Italy.
No. Oh, my gosh. I have a friend named Verona.
There's a balcony in Verona that people believe was the balcony that inspired William Shakespeare to write the famous balcony scene between Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
20-something years later, if you visited that today, you would find the initials of me and my high school girlfriend on the wall in Verona,
It's a good thing you put them there forever.
I am.
Yeah, that story ends in tragedy,
just like my
high school relationship.
Perfect. So. I'm glad that you engraved it so you can go look at it all the time and remember it.
Mm-hmm. It's just a remembrance of
high school
hormones.
You tell him, Teo. You tell him.
Everybody else can look at that tragedy.
At least we didn't subscribe to the poison. So, yeah, these unruly tourists.
Oh, my gosh. This whole time, you're accusing me of all. I'm just trying to put all this stuff together.
Poisonous behavior.
Oh, wow.
Like a venomous snake, Tam.
I was 16.
You are California.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, two Californians aged 21 and 25 snuck away from their tour group in Rome to carve their initials in the Roman Colosseum.
I love how they say they snuck away.
Well,
like,
there's another group right now in this world that's, destroying historical artifacts, right?
Who?
You guys have heard about this, right?
No.
No.
They're called ISIS. They're running around in the Middle of the East, and they're destroying ancient landmarks in the name of, whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, it totally reflects on most of culture. You look back at the Crusades.
Right.
And we totally, the Christians went in and burned stuff down.
Right.
And it just, the problem is, you wish that you could just tell everyone, even though we all disagree about everything, you wish you could say, okay, but look, if something's really, 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 really old, let's not tear it down, because we could probably learn a lot from it.
Crossing a line.
You know, it's really interesting that you bring up ISIS. It is part of the reason why people are saying at the Colosseum specifically that vandalism is on the rise there.
Really?
Because recently, following threats against Rome by the Islamic State a month ago, they've had to up their focus on stopping terrorists, not rule-breaking tourists.
Yeah.
So they have less people standing post at sites where, say, oh, you're going to carve your initials into our Roman Colosseum because they're worried about ISIS.
Yeah.
So, but still, they are definitely in trouble. They will be fined for sure.
Yes, good.
And it's looking like that may be where it stops for now. But okay,
a fine.
Let's pretend.
Okay.
Let's pretend there were.
I love this game.
Let's pretend there were a couple Italian tourists that decided to go to San Antonio, Texas, and carve their initials
in the Alamo.
How would we feel about that? You're carving your... I'm from Texas, so this is a wholly different conversation. Let's make it even worse. Let's pretend like there were visitors from Central Mexico who came up to carve their initials.
It's worse.
Okay?
That is worse.
On the Alamo, would we be like, oh, man, it's just... Oh, come on. It's just 20-somethings being 20-somethings.
Mm.
I feel like here in America, they'd be like, oh, heck no, man. Y'all didn't carve your initials in our Alamo.
I know.
You know what I mean? And yet we as Americans think we can go overseas and just be like, dude, I'm putting a lock on this crazy wall. Did you visit the wall in Paris where everybody puts the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Which wall?
That would be so frustrating.
Where they
That's
put
a
the
tradition.
What? What did they put?
There's a... Well, it's a bridge in Paris, and people... they carve their initials into little trinkets or whatever, and then they put a padlock, or they carve their initials
into the
padlock.
Thing.
And
they padlock it.
Saw that on a movie.
It represents, eternal love or whatever.
Yeah. See, I guess if I had gone to Paris and done that, me and my high school girlfriend would still be together.
Yeah.
I carved my initials on a balcony, Romeo and Juliet. Tragedy. That ends very poorly.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's like magic, man. It's like
Happy
magic.
Happy you learned your lesson, kiddo.
Yeah, yeah.
If you carve your name into a balcony.
Next time.
Listen, if you carve your name into a balcony, there's probably just a custodian. And there's an intense kind of magic.
Gotcha.
And when he went in there and started cleaning it, cleaned your relationship and it removed it. So when he removed it, magic.
Oh,
I'm telling you guys, I live
my
life by two
tale.
Timeless truths, reason and magic. Magic being the one that scares me the most.
There you go. Speaking
that
of scary,
thanks.
For those of you that are American tourists that are thinking about going overseas and breaking the law, these California rule breakers, they come 3 months after a Russian tourist was caught carving a letter into the Colosseum as well. He was given a 4-month prison sentence. And a 20,000 pound fine.
20,000, what is that? No, euros, my bad. 20,000 euros?
Okay.
What's that in American dollars?
Probably like, I don't know, like eight a billion, bucks? Like $8,000 million?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, is it less or more?
4 months prison sentence for writing your initials in the Colosseum. So note to self, don't write your initials in the Roman Colosseum.
Yeah. Which is funny that we even have to say that, right?
Right. Well, the interesting thing is it's not just Americans, so yay world.
That would be $30,172 U.S. dollars.
Wow! Yeah, the Russian was the fifth person to be stopped for defacing the ancient monument this year alone in 2015. The others were hailing from Australia, Brazil, and Canada. So
okay.
America had to get up in there like, oh no, you did, Canada! We
don't
got you beat!
Don't you throw us
We got you, Canada.
I'm just thankful that my scale is not euro in euros.
Because it's hard to...
Because it would have been more. Yeah. You see?
Uh-huh. Now, what you want is to have a bunch of British pounds because they're worth more than the dollar.
Oh, okay.
That's what you want to
You're teaching us so much. This girl doesn't know what she's talking about. She draws on $10 bills.
Thank you. I don't.
That man whose mustache you're altering, that's Andrew Hamilton.
If the police show up,
I
need them to know the truth. I don't even have any kids.
Pair of tickets to give away for Josh Garrels and Gunger. And
yes.
Speaking of Josh Garrels for you right now, it's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Gotta love it.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Careful traffic.
Stressed out.
Whoa.
What?
Yet again.
So stressed out.
It's time for another traffic update with Team Awesome Morning Party, joined by Tamara.
The honking thing, it stresses me out.
Well, let this stress you out. The roadway's closed. Unser Boulevard Southwest between Bridge Boulevard Southwest and Central Avenue Northwest. Doug, I believe that was that shooting, right? There's a shooting over there, and police activity has closed the roadway again. Unser Boulevard Southwest between Bridge Boulevard Southwest and Central Avenue Northwest. We have road construction. The left lane's closed at San Mateo Boulevard South between Montgomery Boulevard Northeast and McLeod. Also, San Mateo Boulevard North between McLeod and Montgomery Boulevard Northeast. That's the exact same thing. Why'd they put it on there twice? Construction work, Wyoming Boulevard between Paseo and Alameda. Finally, long-term road construction, San Mateo at San Diego Avenue Northeast. That is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch. 4001. Osuna Road Northeast.
I had no idea we were in a surround sound theater.
On the Calvert campus.
Tamara, whose nickname is also THX.
Yes.
Because she's constantly in surround sound.
Quality Tam Tuesday, everyone. Tamara from Battle Drums Worship, the worship team here at Calvary Albuquerque.
Good morning.
Throwing down the funk.
That's right.
That's right.
You guys, I just had a great idea because you guys sometimes do like folk music.
Yep.
Folk music. Can you do funk?
Don't do this.
Be like psychedelic. Like, holy as Lord. Like Zapp and Roger, you'd have like auto-tune over
that
your
life. That song is so old.
Yeah, I know, but that's why.
But it'd
be like 70s, but you'd like 70s funk it up, right?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, bring in the funk.
You know what I love? I love there's a bass going in here.
Yeah.
I can...
That's because he's a bass player.
It's because I'm a basic
just
person.
Just get that like right. auto-tune that means stupid. Voice. You know, it'd be great.
That was really good.
You'd have to do classics.
You know, we do. We rotate. And some people ask all these questions. They say, what's going on? Why some days are you dressed like hillbillies and some days you're dressed like rock stars?
The fact of the matter is she's dressed like a hillbilly every day. It's just every once in a while she takes a break and dresses like a rock star.
Right. That's right. Which is...
By the way, I like your straw hat.
Once a month...
You do
once folk. A month we do folk. Once a month we do acoustic, which is different than folk.
I feel like that's going to go away soon because thankfully Mumford put out new music and you guys don't have to be folky anymore.
But
don't be folk no more.
Listen to this. I'm just saying.
Yes,
Mumford released
give it
a new
to me.
Song. Have you heard new Mumford and Sons yet?
I'm going to tell you, I have not.
We're going to play it in its entirety again coming up in the 12 o'clock hour.
Okay, beautiful.
We played it this morning.
Yes, and I heard it got raging reviews.
Rave reviews, zero banjos, had nothing to do with folk scene music.
Also known as rave reviews.
They burned their suspenders and they burned their vests.
They gave them all to Tamara.
They did.
To add to her collection.
You guys
collection.
Don't have to do that anymore.
But they were burnt, so now I said you can have them back.
Just
said
get
you
Del Puckett in there. He's going to do some ambient guitars.
Yeah.
Some vibey awesome tones.
That's it.
This is your new sound. Welcome
actually,
to it.
Actually, you know what? On our album, to talk about our new album, we actually do have a few songs on there that is very much so this feel. It's got the ambient, it's got the electric everything. We used a Moog.
A Moog.
No, it's it's a Moog.
It's a Moog.
Look it up.
Steve-O.
Sorry.
Tell her you're sorry.
I'm sorry. It's a Moog.
Don't tell her you're sorry. Hey, I want to issue an apology. Earlier when I was bragging about knowing who was on the $10 bill,
who'd you say?
Andrew Hamilton. Combining Andrew Jackson and Alexander Hamilton.
Yes! Beautiful. And speaking of trivia, if you actually were the one that corrected Teo, call in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Yes.
It's not a phone number. However, 505-338-3700 is, and it's time for some trivia.
Yes.
505-338-3700.
3700.
Keeping with music and tones, I got a great trivia question for you.
Excellent.
We're going to play a little game of true or false. I'll ask a couple questions.
True!
Our listener can score 2 out of the 3 questions correctly, we got a pair of tickets to see Josh Garrels and Gunger at Gloria.
Awesome!
Yeah. So we got Static.
Good morning.
Good morning!
How goes it?
I'm all right here at work, still trying to wake up.
Now, are you in the Albuquerque area?
I am.
Would you be able to trek it up to Glorieta, New Mexico for an evening with Josh Garrels and Gunger?
Ooh. I would love to, yeah. Both of us are awesome.
I know, right? All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play some true or false. I'm going to give a couple questions. You just tell me whether it's true or false. You can solicit help from Teo and Tam if you would like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how trusted they are as far as...
Yeah, remember, she doesn't know her presidents, and I get them all mixed up. So you're not doing very well.
Exactly.
So, I know my presidents.
Here we go. All right. You ready?
Yes.
All right.
A couple.
True or false?
Two of them.
The American car horn beeps in the tone of C.
Oh!
True or false, the tone of C. Can you hit a C? Is that a C? Is that the tone of a car horn?
It's a key of C.
Key of C, you think so? American car horn beeps in the tone of C.
I'm going to say false.
You're going to say false?
But I think it could be right, but I'm going to say false.
Caller, true or false, the car horn beeps
true.
In the tone.
I'm going with Tam.
You're going with Tam, true.
Wrong.
It's actually in the tone of F.
F, okay.
Car
that makes
horns
sense.
Beep in the tone of F.
That, there it
that
is.
Makes
That's
sense.
F. That's F.
Sorry.
I'll tell you what. He's out.
You were gonna win.
He was gonna have another chance.
I mean, phone lines are jamming up. That's okay. Moving on.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Static.
Yo. Good morning, fellas.
Hey.
Morning.
Top of the morning to you.
Are you a traveler?
That's it. You know, I just traveled back from Berlin, but here I am in the great city of Rio Rancho.
Okay, so nice. Coming up March 21st, it's
Is that
a Saturday.
Texas?
Josh Garrels, Gunger, going to be up in Glorieta, New Mexico. It's a couple hours, maybe an hour and a half.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
It's a beautiful
North
drive.
Alex,
and it's brown dirt.
Dude, and it's Gunger and Josh Garrels.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Would you be able to make that trek up there?
I would check that out.
All right. Sure. Okay, we got a pair of tickets. I'm going to ask you a couple trivia questions. So if you get the first one wrong, don't hang up right away like the last caller. We'll give you multiple chances. All right. True or false? Donkeys kill more people annually than plane crashes.
Amen.
True?
True.
Or false?
Teo says true.
That is terrible.
Stop it.
I say true. Tam says false.
Who's hanging around donkeys?
Right, right.
People that own donkeys.
Enough
donkeys
times
kill
a year.
More people annually than plane crashes. True
I have
false?
Heard they're
brutal.
Pretty vicious.
It's a brutal.
So you say true.
I say true.
Okay.
Tam? I don't know. He didn't ask me.
What do you say, caller? True or false?
I say true.
You say
okay,
true.
Okay, then I say true.
Oh.
Oh. Great job.
Plus, you can fit way more people on donkeys.
Wow. All right. True or false?
Okay.
1 in every 10 Americans has appeared on television. Ooh. 1 of every 10 Americans has appeared on television. True or false?
Well, if you're talking about Albuquerque, I mean, Cops alone would pretty much.
Yeah, the TV show Cops?
Give you that
yeah,
much.
Yeah. 1 in 10. What do you say, true or false?
I say it's true.
You say
Here's
it's true?
Why. I moved to Albuquerque, and within a month, I was on TV.
That's true.
Oh, really?
We were.
Of course, I've been famous,
right.
World famous
we
since I was
the
a
news.
Kid.
Right.
We were on the news, so that's right. That's 2 of 3 in the studio
Man,
already.
I don't know.
1 in 10.
True or false?
1 in 10, just like walking by on TV?
1 in every 10 Americans has appeared on television.
Oh, appeared. That's a great point. Uh-huh. See, he just said just walking by.
Yeah, 1 in 10. True or false?
Exactly.
I'm going to go with the true.
You're going to go true?
Oh, man.
What do you say?
I don't know.
Well.
False.
It's false.
Oh!
What is it?
I said false before you hit the false.
1 in every 4 Americans.
Wow. Way more. Okay.
Appeared on television.
See, I was going to say, because you got to think of all the times in the South when a tornado comes through.
Yeah. 1 in every 4 Americans has appeared
That's
on television.
In the South.
So I was standing out there and then I heard it and I looked up and I was like, dang, dude.
Okay, there it is.
Here we go. This is it for all the marbles right here for the pair of tickets to see Josh Carroll's and Gunger.
I feel like our caller's name is like something like...
It's
like,
Jet Sky from
Jet
Rio.
Jet Sky from Rio.
Like...
That it is. That
the
it is.
First product to have a barcode...
Okay.
The first product to have a barcode was Wrigley's gum. True or false?
Wrigley's.
Wrigley's gum. The first product to have a barcode was Wrigley's gum. True or false?
Wrigley's has been around for a while, but I don't think it's of that most utmost importance.
I bet it was like root beer or something.
I'm going to have to say false.
False.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to agree with him and say false.
I'm going to say false.
You guys are all saying false.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It was true.
The first product in America. You know what, Jet Sky, for playing the game, though, you did such a good job, and we just got snoped by a listener that one of mine was incorrect.
It's true.
So you would have gotten it right anyways?
Which one?
The plane crash thing.
I knew it.
Although
the donkeys.
That means he would have gotten them all wrong. But you know what?
We're
out of show, and you win anyways.
You so hang on the line.
All right, we're going to get all your information.
Oh, that's awesome.
There you go. All right.
Oh,
I can't believe it's already going to be 10 o'clock.
How in Jet the world? Sky. This poor other caller who can't even get through.
Wait, we can't hear him, but we should put in a 21 Pilot song for Jet Sky.
Okay.
Because he always calls in.
Yeah, that's what he wants to hear.
That's awesome.
Pilots.
We'll put in that new one, Fake You Out.
It's pretty good, man.
That's the one.
Excited for their new
Is
record.
Is your theme song, Tam?
Yeah. Yes, when you're around, absolutely.
There you go.
Tamara, thank you for coming in today.
Tao. Thank you.
See, what I just did was an example of faking you out.
Right. I will.
Amazing.
I will.
Don't forget.
Stick.
Coming up March 21st, Josh Carroll's Gunger going to be in Glorieta, New Mexico.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Glorieta.org for more information. And this Friday, your opportunity to score another pair of tickets to see Josh Carroll's and Gunger. In fact, Michael's going to be on the show with us. Michael Gunger.
Booyah.
Excellent. We're pumped.
Yeah, we are pumped.
Totally pumped.
Quality TM Tuesday. It happens so fast and then it's done and you're gone.
You know what? But it's always quality.
It is quality.
And that's what you bring to this show.
The point.
Leave them wanting more.
You bring
Doesn't even matter how much time. You're always getting quality tan.
I like that.
Oh, there you go. All right. If you missed any part of the show, including our interview today with Kevin Max.
Or Josh Garrels.
Or Josh Garrels.
We shouldn't call it an interview. We should call it an early morning discussion. Because that's what it was.
Make sure you download the podcast, mystaticradio.com/mornings. And there you can find it in its entirety. That is it for us. Make sure you find Quality Tam on all outlets at Quality Tam.
Yes. Early morning interaction.
Mainly Instagram.
I've downgraded it to an interaction.
Or go to BattleDrumsMusic.com for anything else.
Right. Booyah! There it is. Up next, Middays with Mitch. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Stay